Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. World Cup resumes with semifinal match today. Spain meeting France in Arlington, Texas. The other semi tomorrow in Atlanta, where England will take on Argentina. Baseball's All-Star game tonight in Philadelphia. The American League will have Dylan Cease of Toronto as their starting pitcher. The Phillies' Christopher Sanchez starts for the National League. Cleveland, represented by Parker Messick, Cade Smith, and Travis Mazzana. Cincinnati with Chase Burns and Sal Stewart on the National League roster. The Chicago White Sox have signed their number one pick, shortstop Rock Chalowski of UCLA, the overall number one pick in this past weekend's draft, with a record-setting $10.3 million signing bonus. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union, bmifcu.org/visa. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade you.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. How are you?
You know how I am.
How are we ever?
Bastard. We got a big, girthy show today. We may wind up doing none of it, but here's what is on tap for today. Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters at 4 o'clock. Rapid fire at 4:30. Timmy time at 5:30. What is the subject matter of Timmy time today?
Well, who passed away recently?
Sam Neill. And shame on us.
We didn't do much yesterday.
For not mentioning it yesterday.
I think we did. I think we mentioned it, but we didn't dedicate the show.
But you know what? Sam Neill is not just from Jurassic Park. He has many movies that mean something to me.
What else?
Well, I'll tell you, I forget the year that it came out, and it wasn't like a blockbuster by any means.
Do you forget the name of the movie,
too? No, I got the name of the movie, okay, but it's a Sam Neill, and it's a Lawrence Fishburne movie called Event Horizon. Did you see Event Horizon?
You know what? I never did see Event Horizon.
The first time
I
saw
it, of it,
it scared the crap out of me. Scared the crap. Space terror scares the crap out of me. Event Horizon and Damien the Omen 3.
What?
Is it 3 or 4? I think it's 4.
I don't know Damien the Owen. Damien the Hoon?
The Omen.
The Omen.
You never saw The Omen?
No, never
saw Gregory Peck, the original one?
Never saw it. Never seen it.
I think there's 4 installments, and I want to say in the 4th one, he's grown up Damien, who is the Antichrist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
Sam Neill's got a good Antichrist look to him.
Sam Neill does have he's a majorly successful actor, but the film that set him into a different stratosphere is without question, it's undeniable, it's Jurassic Park. And through Sam Neill, I'd like to pay homage to one of my favorite movies of all time, being Jurassic Park.
Love
so that's
Jurassic
gonna be,
Park.
That's going to be Timmy time at 5:30.
It's The Omen 3, by the way.
The Omen Part 3.
Yeah.
Space Nine.
My my former uncle was in that movie. He was one of the cadets, like at military school.
When you say former uncle,
he was married to my aunt, who and they got divorced.
Okay,
and then I never saw him again.
So you throw the okay. So you never saw him
I
again.
Never saw
so
him
you
again.
Give
they
him
got,
the label of former. That makes sense.
Yeah, they got divorced. You know, probably when I was 18, 19.
Yeah, no,
and
I get that.
And then I never saw him again.
I get that. I just, I'd never heard the label former before, but if you never had any contact or never saw him for the rest of your life, I can understand that because I've had you know, aunts and uncles, and there's been separations, but I still just refer to them as aunt or uncle because I would still see them or talk to them from time to time.
Never saw him again. My aunt died.
And that was that.
He didn't come to the funeral.
Whoa.
Don't know if he was alive. Don't know where he was. They didn't have children, so it was just like they got divorced and see ya.
Is there any kind of divorce that could happen now with Kristen where you wouldn't even attend the woman's funeral or go to... You're thinking way too long about it. I will be the good, clean husband and say, I don't care how ugly it is. It's not going to come from my end. She dies. I will be right there at the funeral. I will definitely pay my respects because I'll remember the good times along with the bad.
No, I've said this before, and I said it sort of joking, but I mean it. Is that if things go south between the two of us, and I'm not planning on that, but if they do at some point in life, it will, in all likelihood, be my fault.
Oh, of course.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm not going to hold a grudge against her. She could hold one against me.
Right, so why did you,
I would understand that.
You hesitate on going to her funeral if she goes first, you're still alive, you had a divorce? If it would have been your fault, of course I'd go. I'd get a great bouquet of flowers, too.
It's not her funeral. It's just the fact that I don't want to leave the house. it has nothing to do.
Is that really? You know what? Knowing you, I can maybe give you a pass that's the hesitation.
That is the hesitation.
It's not even the fact that it's a question of would I go to her funeral or not based on what the breakup was like. It's leaving my home. Would you ever leave if you were unfettered? Would you ever go anywhere?
I'd be like the people with the 16 kids living in the house in the country.
Could you believe that? They said that those children, the human beings, akin to feral animals. Oh, my God.
We've just gotten the news stories on this, but I want like a full Dateline. I want a Keith Morrison narration. I want it all. And I want it because if you've not read this story, I'm sure you've seen clips of it. In Podunk, Ohio... They found this family living in squalor. I mean, it's just trash upon trash and trash and no humane conditions at all. And there's 16 children. You got the grandparents, you got the son, you got the son's wife.
Yeah, and there's four adults that were arrested
and then there's
being prosecuted for this.
What they're calling feral children that did not have the power of speech. Many of them?
Yeah. The oldest one is 18 years old. And forget about like not reading and writing, like Dexter Manley. Like we've seen cases of athletes that have made their way through public schools, even college, and not be able to read or write. They can't form words. They're grunting like cavemen.
They've never been to school. They've never been out of the house.
Nothing.
And what astonishes me, just physically, biologically, the woman, the mom, that was arrested is 33. She had 16 kids.
16 kids?
And she's 33 years old.
And she's asking if she can see the kids. Like, that's like the first thing that the lawyer is apparently doing. How do we get some visitation? No. There won't be any visitation. You're done.
You know what I think we should do on today's show? Let me let the listeners in on a little something. So...
How deep are we going?
We're going to go deep today.
Oh,
maybe scary deep. So before the show, Timmy and I sit in the little lobby area that we have. We got some chairs, and we call it yearning time. We sit and we yearn.
Reimer, you ever yearn?
Reimer's here today. How you doing, Reimer?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Are you a guy who ponders, Reimer? Do you ponder? Do you yearn?
Yeah, I do.
You don't really seem like a real big thinker to me, like a deep thinker.
He looks happy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think a lot about college basketball.
I think you do, too. I think about... I sit in that chair over there, and I think about what is the purpose of any of this.
You ever wonder about that, Reimer? What's it all for?
I've had a few of those thoughts cross my mind before. Yes.
I mean, you're becoming a family man now. Like, there's a lot to think about. There's a lot to think about in life.
How is this all real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Maybe none of this is real.
I've had that thought,
maybe
too.
Maybe we are all in some sort of state of dementia.
Are you kind of alluding to maybe a Matrix type of situation?
Perhaps we're in the... I was...
Plugged in?
The reason I bring this up is because you and I, we were sitting, we were yearning... we were in. What do we yearn for? We yearn for clarity. We yearn for peace. We yearn for happiness. These are things that we're probably never going to get
just
because we have that type of personality.
I yearn for calm, you know? I should have pulled the audio, but I was preparing the Timmy time. I said off the top of the show, we're going to do some Jurassic Park things, pay homage to a movie that I love, and also in part Sam Neill. And it was a clip of Sam Neill came across my Instagram, and it was just an interviewer was just asking him like, what, you know, tell me like what, you know, what to you is a perfect day, or what makes you truly happy. And he did so much yearning and pondering,
mm-hmm.
for good though, like in this like 90 seconds. And he was speaking so eloquently and, you know, hoping that, you know, human beings could get along with one another and that you could just wake up and smile at one another and there'd be no war. And he said calm. That was the word he kept coming back to. I hope for just calmness. That's what I want. I want to be quiet in my head and not have to be thinking, worrying, wondering about all these different things. Like I've talked to you before how, you know, my sister-in-law, she claims to not have an inner dialogue at all. And I know some of you guys out there, maybe you are like her. Maybe you are saying that. That's something that you enjoy.
I'm
but
jealous of that.
I don't understand.
I want that.
I don't understand how that could be a real thing, even at its like very, very, very baseline. Like, explain to me what that actually means. Like, there's absolutely nothing going on in your head, like after you're done speaking, or clearly you have to have some thoughts about something, but
they have thoughts about what they're doing,
between thoughts and having an inner dialogue. You're not like pondering and thinking and dwelling and stressing about a social interaction that you had or a social interaction that you're going to have in the coming day or coming days. I wish that could be a thing where it could just be peace and calm inside my head.
Well, let me tell you something, buddy. I'm on about as much medication as you can be on without being institutionalized.
And still no?
It's not going to happen. Not on this plane of existence.
No,
with me.
No.
Maybe for some people out there, that is possible. Reimer looks like a pretty content guy right over there. I mean, he was chipping in SH
he was
the other day. Unknowingly.
Shit.
I didn't smell a thing.
Can I tell you something?
Reimer,
you didn't have to smell it. It was smeared all over the carpet.
You were right in there. I had to have walked right through it.
You were standing.
We know the timeline
it.
Now. Yeah. We solved the mystery.
Because you... Yeah.
Oh, we did.
Yes, we did. We solved the mystery. We solved it yesterday. Now, we're not going to unveil everything because we want to respect people's privacy. Your laugh here because we did this whole thing yesterday. But we did solve the mystery of the feces and the stolen card and all of that.
And what we know is that you were there.
You were actually chipping golf balls in human excrement.
We know that you didn't. But you were right there.
Which makes perfect
sense because you were probably just chipping and thinking about Caleb Wilson. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was.
Oh, what's North Carolina basketball going to do?
He's thinking about a guy that didn't even play there anymore. Oh, summer league, Caleb.
Bulls. I was thinking about Bruce Thornton in the summer league, too.
27 points.
Exactly.
Oh, well,
my guy.
Goody, you can spend some time on a Buckeye and not a Tar Heel for once. Thank you.
Let's ponder something else. Let's ponder Ward Manuel's fate. AD over at Michigan. Let's do that coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 20-minute slowdown due to a crash that's blocking two lanes on eastbound 70 on the west side at 315. Police and emergency crews are on scene, causing stop-and-go traffic from West Broad Street. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Here's how to have a day at the Columbus Zoo with COTA for less than $10 a person. Step 1, ride the COTA Zoo Bus. Step 2, enjoy the adventure. For more details, visit COTA.com/ZooBus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
They deserve to be there. They dominated in this game.
It was an old-fashioned Joe Jackson butt whooping.
Well, true enough.
Mornings on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll have highs around 94 degrees with a top heat index in the mid to upper 90s. Lower 70s tonight, mostly clear skies. Plenty of sunshine once again for your Wednesday. It'll be hot, highs around 96, heat index near 100. For the Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Speaking of baby Hitler, if you're a fan of spectacles, you know, like, oh, I got to be there because this is going to be something that's unforgettable. Just the atmosphere, the crowd, all of it. That's why people go to Times Square for the ball drop on New Year's Eve. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be in that mass of people. I don't want to have to wear a diaper to go to the bathroom. But some people just love that spectacle. How about this for a spectacle? So right now,
yeah,
we've got World Cup soccer going on. France and Spain in the 20th minute.
Man, couple of heavyweights, right?
I mean, this is
big time stuff.
Just a huge game. Where are they playing this game? This is in Dallas.
Yeah, right. And then the finals, I think, are going to be in East Rutherford in the New York City area.
Well, I mean, this is just a huge game. France, and today in France, it's Bastille Day. Which is their, like, 4th of July. Yeah. It's their Independence Day. So you have all of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
All day long, there's been fireworks and celebrations and parades in France, all of that. And then they gather. I assume, what time is it there now?
10? I think it's like, add 6 hours. I'm going to say 9:20.
Okay, 9:20, yeah. They've had their day. There's fireworks going off. And now their national team is playing Spain in the World Cup. If you are a spectacle person, to be on like the Champs-Élysées. With the gypsies asking you for money every 10 seconds. Fireworks going on. They're showing this soccer game on big screens.
Can you imagine? Yeah. You talk that. You're right. That's a spectacle. Quick history sidebar. France is a much, much older country, much older nation than we are. I mean, my God. But Bastille Day, doesn't that, because I'm thinking like Les Miserables, that's like post-Revolutionary War, right?
It's French Revolution,
French Revolution was right after.
1780 something.
Yeah. I want to say Bastille Day has to be tied to that. Like their French Revolution, they broke apart from that. What would that have been? What's the name of government where it's run by the king and queen, like the monarchy? Yeah. Is that what they would have been?
Yeah, the monarchy.
Where they wanted the downfall of the monarchy back then?
Jimmy.
What's an oligarchy? What's that one?
Reimer? You know what a oligarchy is?
I was getting ready to look it up
right,
for
thank
you guys.
You. Thank
it's
you.
Something. I remember it from civics class.
Ward Manuel. He is the AD over at Michigan. They have, they being the school regents, they've commissioned a review on who knew what with all the scandals going on in the athletic department. You had, you know, Jim Harbaugh's situation. You had Sharon Moore's situation. You had a lot of situations in the Michigan athletic department. They apparently paid this law firm $11 million to conduct this investigation.
Jenner and Block out of Chicago.
Boone Jenner and Block's Bagels.
They got
together.
Golfer Michael Block.
And the regents are talking about the findings right now. By the way, we have a score in this game. The Spaniards are in the streets and they're enjoying themselves because they're up 1-0
penalty kick.
France. It was a penalty.
It was a penalty kick.
Yeah,
he deposited it, so 1-0.
So Ward Manuel seems to think that he's going to survive this. Other people think that even though the program's had success, I mean, you've won a national championship in football, you've won a national championship in men's basketball, things have worked out. Right? I mean, every AD in the world would sign up for that. But now the question is, what was going on? What was covered up? This is still an institution of higher learning. Can we really justify keeping this guy in his
Correct.
Job?
Yeah.
If it turns out not only did he know, but he persuaded other people to keep their mouth shut. What do we do about this?
The answer, I mean, I think the answer for me is simple. Like if you don't believe in this guy and how he can lead you going forward, then you have to cut ties with him. That's that. Like, you need to have a good image. Like, you have your university and the academic side has to matter. That reputation has to supersede what you're just going to do in football and basketball.
Well, for a long time, they held their hat on that.
Yeah, they
did. When they were losing, when they couldn't beat Ohio State.
And they couldn't find a way to strike a balance with that. I mean, because all you're really asking for is to throw your weight around in the right way. You don't have to cheat. You just have to spend. You have to raise a lot of money and spend a lot of money, which you should be able to do, and then use your brand, which should be great, right? It's one of the most historical football programs in history, and the basketball program is pretty rich in history, too. You should just be able to use that to hire great coaches, bring in great talent, because we're able to spend money on that now. You should just be able to go out and acquire good people, but it's... I mean, the things that you ripped off, like, it's just, it's gone on and on and on and on. It's the Stallions thing. It's the computer crimes. It's all these different
scandals. You had a situation with
one after another.
Juwan Howard, too.
Yeah, Juwan Howard. That was disgraceful. He's, you know, punching Greg Gard in a handshake line. You got a national championship in football by way of cheating, and then you made a great hire with Dusty Mann. You got a national championship in basketball. Yeah, that's great, but
let me stop you there.
We can hire anyone to be a great athletics director. This is embarrassing.
We have yearned. We've relished. That's not the right term. What am I looking for?
We've
wished.
Yes.
We've hoped for an Ohio State men's basketball national championship.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Michigan is.
We relish, I guess.
Yeah, Michigan. Well, we're not relishing. Relishing is in something that you've already done.
Something that's already good.
We can relish the football national championships. Two in the last, 12 years, 13 years, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
But we can't go back and look at a men's national championship in our lifetime and say, yes, I remember that. That is great. Would you take, Michigan's dealing with scandal now, and a lot of people don't respect them, but they're champions. They have a football national championship. They have a men's basketball national championship. If I could tell you right now that Jake Diebler and Ohio State men's basketball win the national championship this year, but a scandal is coming within 2 to 3 years that will not result in your title being taken away.
But everybody's going to be talking about it.
But everybody's
going to
be talking about it. And perhaps
forever.
Bjorky doesn't survive it. And Jake Diebler is filthy dirty because of it. But he wins a championship. As a Buckeye fan, do you make that deal? Do you take it?
I'm going to be good and clean on this, and I'm going to say no, Mike.
Reimer, are you good and clean? You take it?
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
I don't know what I would do.
I don't want it that way. I would rather, because how many, I believe that we are living in a time where stuff goes on, right? People turn a blind.
Stuff's always gone on.
Yeah, stuff's always gone on. People turn a blind eye. My point being, how bad does it really have to be to rise to the level where it's public scandal and the book gets out on you? That, to me, There's too much things that I ponder, things that I yearn about.
A lot of yearning and pondering today.
Embarrassment, I
Sam
think.
Ponder.
Embarrassment, I think, is one of those. Like, does that not matter? Does a reputation, does who you are not matter? And I know there's a lot of people out there that are, I'm going to do what I do, and I'm not going to care what other people think about me. I'm sorry. Fundamental disagreement. Like, I want to be a good person, and I would hope that when I die, the people that I've known, at least a small part, will say, oh yeah, that guy was always a nice guy to me. That guy was always a good friend, nice person.
This guy, this is not my kind of guy.
I think stuff like that doesn't matter to a lot of people, but it does to me. To me, it matters.
All right, that's enough of the philosophical question about the morality when it comes to winning and losing. Hey, you can get some free chicken today if you make a fool of yourself. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan. Hey, everybody.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving a little slow on eastbound 70 on the east side, going from Livingston Avenue to 33. And you're going to hit a 15-minute delay due to a crash that's in the left lane on eastbound 70 on the west side at 315. It is slow from West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by your local Rood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rood to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rood Pro Partner at RoodColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Click. And every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. And by God, I hope your cooling is working today. You know what today is, Timmy?
No.
Today is Cow Appreciation Day.
Oh, yeah.
At Chick-fil-A.
Obviously, you just teased the thing. We just had a little chickie last night for dinner, so I actually saw that in the app. I was looking. I eat there quite a bit. Like, we talk about this. We think that the Mickey D's app is pretty good. If you eat there, even just once a week, you will rack up some serious points. And then those points periodically turn into just straight up free items. I used to get quite a few free sandwiches kicked my way. I'm not asking for like a sandwich every time I eat there, but maybe like one out of every four visits or every five visits, I would see like a free Chick-fil-A sandwich pop up in there. I swear I haven't seen anything in 2 years.
Well, the app's gotten to know you.
And now they're saying you need to show up dressed like a giant fuzzy animal.
That's right.
Then maybe we'll give you a chicken sandwich.
From 7 a.m. today to 7 p.m., so you got a few more hours. If you dress up like a cow and go to Chick-fil-A, then they may give you some free stuff. Whether it's a chicken sandwich, a nugget, kids' meals, but you have to be wearing a cow-themed costume or attire. I guess you could just wear a shirt, like a t-shirt that has some sort of cow thing on it.
No, I don't think that matters. I don't think that...
You don't have to go and dress like a full fuzzy. Full outfit.
I thought that's what it always was at Chick-fil-A.
What about a plain white t-shirt and black shorts?
No, that's not going to do it. I would say cow print should get it done. You shouldn't have to dress like a cow. If you actually get a cow suit, you should get 50 free chicken sandwiches.
What about if you whip out your genitals and pretend it's one of your udders to be milked?
I don't think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm going to say no on that one.
All right. Only if you have it like holstered in some kind of special sack that will make it look like an udder.
Well, you have to put a little makeup on there, you know. Have like Hollywood makeup artist come over and make your penis into an udder.
You don't just go into the Party City. I'm looking for a genitalia makeup. Tell me what aisle that's in.
There's a new burger place that's coming to town. It is called Slutty Vegan. Atlanta-based plant-based burger, known for bold flavors, big energy, and a very memorable name. A company has signed franchise agreements to open in Columbus and Cleveland. It's the first move into Ohio. So I'm looking at the, obviously it's plant-based stuff, right? It's vegan stuff. But the pictures of the burgers look like every wild, wacky burger you've ever seen. Fried stuff on there, melted, whatever their version of cheese is. Big things that look like bacon, but I'm sure aren't bacon. Looks like they have some crinkle-cut fries.
Okay.
So it's when you think of vegan burger, I have an idea of what that is in my head. It doesn't look like that. Now, how is it going to taste? I have no idea. But I'll give it a shot.
Whatever. It's good. It's not my bag. I don't have that kind of diet, but I respect people that do, and they need those kinds of choices. So hopefully they're making some delicious burgers in that way. We'll just have to see. Hey, do you ever get caught looking at realtor.com from time to time?
All the time.
S's
and giggles.
You're not looking. I mean, we know like we're stuck where we are. And I, see, as we yearn and as we ponder, I wish I could shut this off where I think about things that are never going to happen in this life. And I'm looking at how Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, they finally sold their house in Beverly Hills that they planned on living out the rest of their days and be a perfectly perfectly sane forever house.
Yeah, okay.
If you ask me, it's only 38,000 square feet on a 5.2 acre lot. It's 12 bedrooms and 24 bathrooms.
What the hell do you expect them to live in? Between the two of them, how much money do you think they have?
Lots of money.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. It's nothing.
Of course it's nothing, but that's not the point. The point is just the excess of it. Like, how much is too much? No matter how much money you have, and then how much would you just give away? You sat here and said, if you had the Pat McAfee thing going on, and I think the number being thrown around for Pat McAfee and the team was somewhere in like the $60 to $70 million annual range. And we didn't really have the details if that was him or him and the whole team like that works on his show.
It doesn't
matter. You said you would need $10 million and then we divvy the rest of it up between the team.
Well, the way that I would do it.
That's a big drop off from what we're talking about here with this house was originally listed before they bought it for $135 million. And part of the story was
They got a bargain?
They bought it for $75 million. And then when they went to list it years ago, it was at like $68.5 million, $69 million. And they sold it for just about $50 million. So it's just gone down, 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 down. It was listed like in 2018 or something at $135 million.
Maybe it's got rot.
How do you fix it if it does?
How do you fix rot?
How do you fix rot on 38,000 square feet? It'll cost you $17 million
they fix
to have
the
a
rot.
Crew come out
no, here's
there.
What I would do. If we had the Pat McAfee contract, let's say it's $70 million. I'm going to take 10. Okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then I give.
I think that's cool.
I divvy the rest up between the rest of the staff, however many there is. And it's not more than 10 people that work on that show. Okay? So I'm divvying the rest up, and I'm telling them, saying, we're only doing this for 3 years. And then after that, we're out. And I'm paying you enough. You're making enough money here where that's not going to be a problem for you. If you want to continue working someplace else, it's your choice, but you're going to have plenty of money here to call it a career. I'm doing it for 3 years, and then you're never going to hear from me again.
And you guys can go off and then do whatever project you want to do after this.
But it amazes me.
We've all been successful.
How many people just can't let it go? I flipped on the Home Run Derby last night because I promised Jason Stark that I would, and I hated it just like I did every other year.
I watched one guy hit, and then that was
but I turn it on, and as soon as I turn it on, it's like Will Ferrell's at the desk being Will Ferrell, and it's like, don't you get tired, man?
And Luke Wilson, too.
Like, don't you go home and look at all your money and say, this is enough? I'm a 60-year-old man at this point. I'm out hawking potato chips and still pretending like I'm 25 years old. Like, are you ever tired of just being a stupid clown everybody all the time?
He's being a new stupid clown in this golf show. Reimer, you're probably going to watch it. Some Netflix golf show. It seems like the same thing that Owen Wilson, that one's more like a semi-serious type of Ted Lasso-y show, but they just did a golf show on Apple. Now, Will Ferrell, they're doing it.
I won't be watching because I don't have Netflix. So
maybe things will look up for you one day, Reimer.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe when you get out of the feces of life.
Maybe then you can afford the $18.99 a month without ads or $21.95, whatever they've upped it to.
We just have other things that were streaming services.
You got to clip one, then add the Netflix.
Yeah.
Then clip the Netflix, add another one if there's something else you want to watch.
By the way, speaking of money, the Seahawks are apparently selling for $9.6 billion. For comparison, when your Washington Commanders sold
3 years ago,
it was $6.05 billion.
$6.05 billion.
At the time was, oh my God.
Of course it was.
That's a record for NFL franchises. 3 years later, we're over nine at almost $10 billion for an NFL franchise. You wonder, we say this all the time, but as these television deals continue to go up and up and up, and we haven't even hit international expansion when it comes to the NFL, and we're going to get there, kids, whether you want it or not. We're going to have international expansion. They're going to have billions of dollars for a franchise fee over there, and they're not going to do just one franchise in Europe. They'll do four. They'll do a whole division over there. You wonder, what's the cap? Is there a cap? Like, my house, okay? I live in a nice house. I built my house myself 13 years ago.
With your bare hands.
I didn't build my bare hands, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you
were out there with the hammer and nails.
I designed the house.
Yeah.
Everything is, I bought the lot, I built the house, all that stuff. There's a ceiling to where my house can be sold at, right? Even 20 years from now.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a ceiling to what my house can be sold at.
It's not going to accrue the way that a professional sports franchise will, especially one that's in the NFL, which is just, it's beyond comprehension how profitable that league has become. It's the most popular thing that we've ever had in the United States of America.
And it's possibly, the length, I mean, it's I know the length of time.
Opinion.
Too, where these like, we're not talking about, in 20 years later, it went up $3 billion in equity. No, it's 3 years later, and a franchise is up $3 billion in equity. And if the Commanders were to go on sale today,
they'd be
they don't
more
sell
than the
for less than nine.
They'd have to be more than the
they
Seahawks.
They don't sell for less than nine. We got
They're
the Lakers
not selling
that
for
sold.
Less than 10 if Seattle sold for north of nine.
The Lakers sold for more than 10.
$10 billion.
So, yeah. Like, what's the time frame for one of these teams to be worth $20 billion?
Do you think maybe the Dallas Cowboys already are? Or the New York Giants? Probably not. That's probably too
not,
much of a hike. But
give it 3-4 years?
If the Seahawks are selling for close to $10 billion, I would think a franchise in Washington, D.C. would be up around 11 or 12. I would think your Bears would be somewhere in that vicinity. I think the Giants are in that vicinity. I would say the Dallas Cowboys, I hate to say it because they're America's team, would probably be in the $15 billion range.
All right, we're going to go inside the Buckeyes. We got stuff on Bruce Thornton, right?
Yeah,
we got stuff on Buckeye Replay.
We got some Buckeye Replay stuff. I want to take a little trip back to 2005, maybe a game that kind of set the table for one of our all-time great players.
I was watching some highlights from that. I'm sure we'll talk about the catch, the throw and the catch.
Throw?
Well, just everything in combination. Fantastic. We'll do that next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown if you're on eastbound 670, going from 315 to 71. And there's just a couple-minute delay if you're on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by your local Root Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Root this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Root to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Root Pro Partner at RootColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Inside the Buckeyes coming up momentarily. Give me a minute, though, because I got something that I want you to watch. Maybe you're getting sad, Mikey, that the World Cup is winding down. Well, something else that's pretty cool and new on Fox tomorrow at 9. It's the debut of a new celebrity game show. It's called Nation's Dumbest. Reimer?
Am I?
You ever watch TV?
A lot of it,
Reimer,
yeah.
Are you on that show? I think I got a show for you, buddy.
I might be able to win that thing.
You know, but you don't want to win this competition.
Oh, okay.
That's the trick. So Jack Whitehall, comedian, he's going to be hosting this show. Again, starts tomorrow at 9 o'clock on Fox. Here's some of the celebrities that you have taking part in this, where they're going to be doing, they got like a school setting. They're going to do all these physical challenges, little tasks, and the idea is to not be the one that's there. You want to graduate and get out. You don't want to be the dumbest person there at the end. Carmen Electra? Ooh. Reimer, ever heard of Carmen Electra?
Yes.
Anthony Michael Hall? How about him?
No.
Big guy from the 80s.
Mm.
Yeah, Brat Packer, right, Mike?
That's right.
Good guy, Anthony Michael Hall.
Good guy?
No, I don't know if he was a good guy.
I mean, be a terrible person.
Funny. Good actor. What about Ice-T? How about Matt Leinart? I bet Matt Leinart is going to be so dumb. He's going to win this thing.
What would possess anyone to go on this show? I mean, I know we need to hang on to our fame like grim death. But
I mean, what about the opportunity to entertain?
Humiliate yourself?
Yes!
In front of millions of people?
Yes! Good old-fashioned, pure humiliation entertainment? I mean, this is going to be so much fun.
For Nation's us, dumbest. But why would they want to be on it?
You'll have to watch to find out. All tomorrow right. night at 9, Nation's Dumbest, only on Fox.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
All right, Mikey, been working on another episode of Buckeye Replay. Saturdays at 1 o'clock, you can kick back, turn on your radio, whatever you're doing, work in the garage. Maybe you got a beautiful new garage floor, you want to put some things together?
Baby,
let the sounds of Paul Keels and Jim Lachey just rain blows upon you, because we've got the 2005 matchup at Michigan. That's coming up Saturday at 1 o'clock right here on the fan.
Now, play-by-play cut for
that? Just give me a second.
Okay,
give me a second.
All right.
I think this is a important table setter type of performance for the Heisman campaign, our most recent Heisman winner, Troy Smith. Now, Troy came into the fray, started taking over for Justin Zwick in 2004, and he had that big win. I mean, Troy Smith's legacy is those three wins against Michigan.
It's Michigan.
That's the big part
it's
of
the Heisman
who
Trophy,
Troy Smith was.
And it's Michigan.
Yeah, it wasn't
those
national championships.
National championship.
Yeah.
We'd rather not discuss.
But
yeah.
You've got those three pairs of gold pants, those three performances against Michigan in 04, and then in this one in 2005, set the table for 2006. You had the game of the century, and he won the Heisman. But in this one, Buckeyes come in 8-2. Huge game to try to get to a double-digit win season, trying to get a share of a Big Ten championship because you had the loss to Penn State, so you're trying to get to 7-1. And in this game, it wasn't like Mike Hart was doing anything. Chad Henne was just fine. The Buckeyes kept fumbling the football. It was aggravating. We trailed 21-12 in the fourth quarter. First, Troy Smith hits Santonio Holmes to cut it to 21-19 with about 6.5 to play. Great throw, great catch. He does the old dive into the end zone across the goal line. We get the stop. Then on that final drive, time is winding down, under 50 seconds to play. First down, Troy Smith has one of the best hookups of his career.
Ohio State first and 10 at Michigan's 30. Gonzalez wide right. Kenan Holmes wide left. Pittman in the backfield to the right of quarterback Troy Smith, working out of the shotgun on first down. Snap to Smith. Back at the 38, looking to throw. Now Smith running, eludes a defender, rolling right side. Throws long for Gonzalez. Got it at the 4, and he's tackled by Mason inside the 5. Anthony Gonzalez on the receiving end of a pass from Troy Smith. And with 37 seconds left, the Buckeyes are first and goal inside the 5 on an acrobatic catch by Anthony Gonzalez.
What about the play by Troy Smith?
Oh,
buying
goodness.
Some extra time, getting away from traffic, throwing it down the field, and making the completion. Gonzalez, sure-handed, comes up with a catch. Great, great play by Troy Smith.
Unbelievable throw. Is it the throw or the catch?
It's everything
in
concert.
You and I watched this before the show as well.
One doesn't happen without the other. I mean, Troy's under pressure, and then he steps up in the pocket, and it looks like he's going down, but he escapes. And it's funny now when you go back and you watch it with the lens of 2026, and Troy, just the size of the pads, he looks like a linebacker out there, right?
I know, and how is he thought of properly for how good of a rusher he was?
I think a lot
of people
enough credit for their escapability and presence in the pocket. I have long said, even though I like to rip this guy a new one every time I can, Craig Krenzel is underrated in that
avenue. Was a great scrambler.
He had great pocket awareness. He was a great scrambler. He kept plays alive. This play was kept alive by Troy Smith, and then a fantastic throw and an unbelievable catch. And a lot of people, in their memory, this catch is a touchdown, but it's not.
No, no.
You still
Antonio Pittman will then punch it in. Our guy, I think he's still a firefighter for the city of Columbus. That's awesome. But
underrated
this throw,
guy, by the way, Antonio Pittman.
Very underrated guy. He almost eclipsed 3,000 rushing yards. I bet if you look up, Antonio Pittman is probably top 15 all time in Ohio State history running the football. But I love doing the was it the throw, was it the catch. This one is as close to a 50-50 call as you're ever going to see, because the highlight part of it, the catch, is insane because it's a little bit behind and he gets hit right on the back shoulder and he gets spun around a little bit, bicycle kick style. But Troy has to escape a sack to even get the throw off, or else there's no play at all. So what do you say? But a come from behind road win against Michigan that gets you a share of a Big Ten championship, that is what it's all about. And you'll get to listen to the whole broadcast coming up here Saturday, 1 o'clock.
Thank you, Timmy. See you next Tuesday with our gal Jen Winters coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit some backup due to an accident if you're on Noah Bixby Road at Walnut Cliffs Drive, and there's a five-minute delay on westbound 670 going from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. At NJM, they go to great lengths for their policyholders with award-winning service and coverage that's right for you. NJM takes insuranoia, the fear of dealing with your insurance company, and boots it downfield. Get a quote at NJM.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's World Cup Semis halftime at Arlington at AT&T Stadium. Spain with a 1-0 lead over France. The other semi tomorrow in Atlanta, where England faces Argentina. Baseball's All-Star Game tonight in Philadelphia. The American League facing the National League. Cleveland Guardians represented by Parker Messick, Kate Smith, and Travis Bizana. Cincinnati Reds have Chase Burns and Sal Stewart on the National League roster, although Burns will not pitch out of injury precaution. Golf with the Open Championship set to begin in 2 days at Royal Birkdale in England. Former Open Champion Louis Oosthuizen is withdrawn to the field due to a back injury. Oosthuizen to be replaced by Aldrich Potgieter. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Oh, and guess what? T-Bone and Tyvus need your help writing new imaging for the show, new production pieces. So give them your suggestions tomorrow morning. Bishop and Friends, 9 a.m. to noon. They're doing the 20 most interesting programs. Oklahoma tomorrow. Adam Schefter will be on Rothman and Ice at 12:30. And tomorrow on this show, it's Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran and Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer. But right now,
ladies and gentlemen, it's Jen Winters! She falls down. She craps her pants. She roots for the Steelers upside down eggplant. She tells bad jokes and swears on the air. Gets busy in the chat ping pong cup chair.
Jen?
Yes, sir.
I forgot the part about crapping your pants.
You know what? You're like an 80s sitcom actor.
That part
you
too.
Keep fighting against it. Just embrace it.
There's some stuff I just don't want to embrace.
I want to be someone other than Screech Powers. Well, you know what? You're not. You've been
don't
typecast as the pants
to
crapper.
That piece of crap.
Oh my God! I was going
to
say,
dead.
Don't you demean Dustin Diamond and Screech?
I have never liked Bayside and Saved by the Bell.
Never. Even when you were
I was a kid.
No.
It just did not appeal to me whatsoever.
I love how you started off by saying, I never liked Bayside. It started with the school.
Yes.
I was more of a Valley girl.
I was going to say, could you name their rival high school? And you just did.
Who is their top wrestler that Slater took down?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Needick. Nerd, Needick.
Need a?
Okay. Yeah, that's right, Jen.
Yeah.
That's right. My
first
Michael,
name Nita.
Michael.
Last name Michael.
Dick. Which reminds me, Tim, I have a knock-knock
Hunt's
joke.
Ketchup.
I have a knock-knock joke for you, Tim.
Is this appropriate?
It is, but he has to go through with it, okay?
Knock-knock.
Knock-knock. No, you say who's there. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Aida. Wait, no, I did it wrong.
Oh, God. Cardigan. Cardigan.
Aida. It's...
What? Jen, are you sure?
Oh,
are
you sure? Know what? The lack of air conditioning upstairs has already gotten to my head.
God. Yeah, they shut off the air conditioning upstairs in this building because, shocker, something's broken in this haunted, asbestos-filled crap
the
fest.
Rest of us
you sound like my wife trying to tell her Mike Tyson Thor joke.
We're just moving on. The rest of us have to work from home the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah, it's tough for you, tough, huh?
I think I might come in, though, one day just to hang out down here because I haven't hung out down here in a long time.
I know. I get the feeling that you're mad at us or something.
No, I just have stuff to do, and I always feel like if I come down here, I'm bugging you guys.
You are, but that's okay. We still like you.
Bring a workstation. Bring the laptop down here. And
I always
just
have
work.
My laptop with me.
It's worky work.
This is the perfect time to come down because Danberg's been on vacation.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, I could
but
use...
But he's coming back.
Oh, crap.
And now you
okay.
missed it.
Well, I'll use Bones' desk. I just need to remind myself to put Bones' chair back down. Fun fact, Bone basically sits on the floor.
Yeah,
well, I don't know if you've met Bone, but he's got quite the belly on him. And so if he doesn't put the chair all the way down, he can't get under his desk. He can't slide under his desk. Mm.
Yeah.
I did not realize
that. Yes, that's the reason why.
I thought it was some ode to like eating at the kids' table at Thanksgiving, and that's where he always was,
low,
and he just loves to sit like a low rider.
Okay.
Yeah. Drives a Mustang, too.
Because next week, I'm on vacation.
Are you going anywhere?
Here on Tuesday for my segment. Oh, and I have a meeting because this segment, starting in August, is endorsed.
Oh, you got a sponsor for this segment?
I got a sponsor.
Can we say who it is?
I mean, if they don't mind, we could
If they don't mind the free advertising that you're giving them before their paid advertising starts, I'm sure they won't
mind. Who would
be?
It's Hydrate Me. So they are, Eric Reeser has been an endorser of theirs now for over a year, and he does the IV,
Liquid IV?
Liquid IV.
Yeah. They have one right by my house.
Yeah, and so they are now a med spa. And I am going to start a GLP journey with them.
That's awesome. I'm proud
of
you.
Thank you.
So you and I will both be on the GLP-1
train.
Yes.
And I've learned because Big Len is also on GLPs and he thought that he could just go off of it. And then
I'm told that's not the case.
A month later, go back at the same dose and whoa. He was puking up a storm.
Yeah.
So I've learned that from Big Len.
Well, that's cool, though,
yeah,
Jen.
I'm so excited.
Nice. Good
I'm
job.
Very, very, very excited.
Now,
so.
Hydrate Me is not going to pay me anything, but maybe I can go with you.
Okay.
And we can document some treatments that we get together.
Okay.
Like a couples massage or something?
Maybe not that.
No?
No. Maybe we could just go and do something fun, like, I don't know, axe throwing. I don't
At
know.
Hydrate Me?
What's that got to do with? What's that got to do with?
It doesn't have anything to do. We could go get recovery IVs together.
Nice.
Yeah.
After the axe throwing?
After the axe throwing.
Yeah.
What about like duck pin bowling and then go to Hydrate
duck
Me?
Duck pin bowling, that's just so weird to me. Because it's like...
Because of the tiny pins.
It's a tiny little
and
ball
little
and
strings.
The tiny... And yeah, it just doesn't seem...
Can't hit all the pins.
No. That and I'm not a fan of bowling anyway. I don't like
you
it.
You ever done the axe throwing?
No.
I've never done it.
It just sounds like fun.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
I don't want to be with other people that have axes because I assume they all want to throw them at me.
Oh.
And then I have to go to Suture City.
Well, then we could get Suture City to sponsor you.
Common Man here for Suture City.
I think that's a good idea.
Suture City. That's just getting stitched up after a giant open gash.
Yeah, absolutely. After the axe throwing, you go to Suture City.
I think it's exciting. We should totally do that.
What's going on behind the scenes here at the radio station? Anything?
It's really quiet right now.
We have our next gathering, listener gathering.
So, and I know you guys, have you had the chance to look through?
We have. We've been perusing the emails. By the way, we're still accepting emails, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. If you'd like to come to our next small, intimate, and free, but you have to be chosen, listener gathering. It's on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So send in your emails now. Jen will be there and she'll be serving you spoiled pop.
Yeah, no. I was going to say, what's the word on the soda situation? Are we getting new soda?
So I had a meeting with Scotty Vegas this morning.
We have a meeting about purchasing pop fresh soda.
So
we got to put a meeting on the books for that.
So I will have
guys. What do you think? Should we serve 6-year-old spoiled pop?
Scotty will be on vacation that week.
No. Scotty's gonna be on vacation again.
Yeah,
he was just on vacation.
I know,
the man's life is a vacation,
and then he's on vacation 2 days next week as well.
Jesus.
Hey, you know what though? This is the time we need to get it all in because it's almost football season.
Oh, get it all in.
Get it all in. But no, so
and I'm really grinding his hump during football season.
I'm going to include our guy Jake, who's a part of our fan team. So Jake will be here with us on that Thursday.
And, is he the tall kid that looks like Will Howard's younger brother?
Yes.
Okay. He's like, what bothers me about you and everybody else? Huh. Nobody introduces anybody. Mm-hmm. I've walked past that dude. I had no idea who the hell he was.
I didn't know that.
Nobody says, hey, Mikey, this is Jake.
You need to assume he knows nobody that isn't in this little bubble because he doesn't.
I always feel like you know everybody.
Nobody. I don't know anyone.
Okay. Well,
why would he know everybody? He knows no one. Except for you and me and Reimer. That's because he's producing the show. He wouldn't know Reimer.
I wish I didn't know Reimer.
Do you know people, Reimer?
I know some, yeah.
Okay, that's all that matters.
You know that Jake kid?
Yes, I do.
Met him.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hung out at the memorial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you weren't at the memorial.
No. So that means I can't meet people
Jake
if I'm not
was at the
memorial?
At the race.
Well, I wasn't introduced to him
at
the
Jake
race.
You know, Jake has been with us now. This is his third summer with us.
You see? Are you crapping me?
I am not.
This dude's been around for 3 years.
Yes. So technically, though, he's been our quote unquote intern because he's gone to school. So he just graduated from OU, and now he's a graduate. So we're trying to get him in and get him some more hours around here when we're just dead right now.
are we in the position to be hiring people now?
Mm-mm.
Does he do weather on TV?
You know,
I think that's the only
might.
Way you get hired.
He's a telecommunications, you know, in a journalism degree, so sure.
I think the only jobs that are going to be open are going to be hybrid roles. So there needs to be some weather included.
Like all
whether
I can
you're
think
doing
of
sales
janitorial
or
work, you need to be able to draw a forecast
you
on.
You also need to be able to go and
Browns
do some weather.
The Browns quarterback jersey with the names. Like we should do that with a meteorologist. Yeah. Like what, like a suit jacket and just put all the names on it. I don't even know.
Like all the names or just the ones that haven't spent time in prison?
Well, and so it was funny. I was actually talking with Michael Behrens last week about the number of meteorologists that have come through here. And he said over the past like 2.5-3 years, it's been 14 meteorologists. Mm. Wow.
Well, we know how to pick them.
Well, I don't know how, what any of these
stuff what happens.
Is.
And why,
you know,
and why
that
they leave.
Is really cool.
But you know what I think they want? Money.
Oh.
At some point, they're like, man, that check's never coming. I guess you, I better stop coming
I don't
in for free.
But what is that?
A check?
Yeah.
It's the thing that bounces every single 2 weeks.
Oh, that thing.
That thing.
You know, I had a check bounce from a job when I was a teenager. And it was one of the more awkward things that...
Was it Kroger?
I would say that also is one of the top five most awkward things I've ever had to deal with in my life.
What, I mean,
when
seriously?
I had to go to the office, and he was so ashamed. The restaurant was obviously failing.
It was a restaurant.
Yeah, it was a restaurant. It was a busy restaurant in a nice location. It was one of those locations where everything that moved into it ultimately was doomed. You know what? No matter how good it was doing at its peak, give it a year, 2-3 years, it was going to fail.
Oh, no.
And this place was called Webby's Bar and Grills, and it was a nice spot. It was like on the main drag in Ogden, Utah. I worked there. You know, the whites
Were the
would come
whites
in
there?
And eat. My neighbors, Eric and Aaron,
the
they would come
fish?
By, and they would get the chicken fingers. Yeah, it was right by
the
Del Taco. And the check bounced. It was like a check for $212.
You know what?
86 cents.
That's a big deal to a teenager.
Yeah, huge deal to me. And the guy paid me cash out of his own money. Like when the
did
check bounced.
Did you report that on your taxes?
Of course not.
Oh, Timmy.
No, it was already. I mean, I think something went into the system because the check, like, I mean, I was paid and it was in the W-9 and everything. So. The taxes came out.
And then when you were fully engulfed in the Ogden, Utah mafioso. That moment.
It's a mean mafia out there.
Whoa.
Jenny?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I eat mop who?
You're disgusting.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jen Winters! She falls down. She craps her pants. She roots for the Steelers upside down eggplant. She tells bad jokes and swears on the air. Gets busy in the chat ping pong cup chair. See you next Tuesday!
One of Timmy's guys has been charged with murder. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing about a 5-minute delay on North Broadway between Milton Avenue and High Street. There's also a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 on the West Outer Belt from Cemetery Road to I-70. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread yard work with a swarm of hungry mosquitoes buzzing around, then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Join The Fan weeknights at 6 for The Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A heat advisory kicks into effect for Central Ohio on Wednesday. It will feel like 100 degrees in the afternoon. It'll be a dry, sunny day. On Thursday, dry, sunny, high temp in the middle 90s. Friday, dry and sunny early, 20% chance of a couple showers or storms in the afternoon, and low 90s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
Oh, Mikey, one of my college basketball players at the University of Kansas, has been charged with attempted murder. Do you remember? Do you remember LeGerald Vick? Michael Vick from those Kansas squads back from like 2015 to 2019.
Yeah, he was like a
got to a Final Four.
He was like a 10-point a game.
He was
type of guy.
Yeah, he was averaged close to 12 points per game in his last couple of seasons at KU. Across his four-year career, 9.4 points, 3.5 rebounds in 94 games for the Jayhawks. So that's some serious stuff. That's a nice little legacy at KU. And I'd always heard some things about him, though. And, when he came back, he declared for the NBA draft, and then he withdrew his name, and he came back for a senior season. And then he took a leave of absence and then never came back. Didn't return for the last 8 games
because he was
of
out
his career.
Trying to murder people?
Possibly. Maybe he was practicing. So in his freshman season, this is where I was always kind of a little uneasy just with who he was, just LeGerald Vick the person. When he was a freshman, he was part of a Title IX investigation. He allegedly punched a female student in the arm multiple times and kicked her in the face. He was never officially charged in that case, but again, when that's out on you, tends to follow you around. So this thing, this was in Tennessee. So he was arrested Saturday in Memphis, walking in Memphis. And this is in relation to an alleged incident from the 4th of July. He also had been charged with using a firearm during the commission of a dangerous felony. A man who was hospitalized for a gunshot wound to the back told the cops that he got into a verbal confrontation with another man at approximately 11 o'clock at night. He told police he was shot when he turned to run away after seeing the man had a handgun under his armpit. According to the documents, he told police the first name of the alleged shooter and then identified Vic as the shooter in a photo lineup. So Vic is charged with 2 felonies and a misdemeanor in a separate incident earlier this year. And bail has been set at $1.5 million. Yeah, he He had a court date for a previous incident for allegedly breaking into a former girlfriend's home and theft. He didn't even get to that date. That was coming up here on July 30.
Has Nick Saban written a letter on his behalf as well?
Now would be a good time.
I haven't met the young man, yeah. But everything I've heard, I'm a fan of.
I mean, don't throw him away. Now is when we need to really help the man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's really, this is the time to save him. No, he's got a lot of good things going on in his life.
This guy, this is not my kind of guy.
By the way, we got the soccer going on.
Oh, no.
2-0 Spain over France.
Did this just happen?
61st minute. Yeah, about a minute and a half ago or something. 2 minutes ago. 2-0. It's going to be a bad Bastille Day in France.
Man.
Fireworks and everything, and then
France looked
the Spaniards come.
They looked unbeatable, and I want to say that Kylian Mbappe, he's been sort of, is he neck and neck, Reimer? Do you know these stats? Because I know like there was a time where Messi had his 20th World Cup goal, like 20th all-time World Cup goal, and that's the most ever. And I think Mbappe might have matched that, and then Messi scored again to take the lead. They've kind of been like right next to each other. But Mbappe is so much younger.
Yeah.
He hasn't even hit his 30th birthday yet. He's got more World Cups to go.
Yeah, Mbappe is really close, and I don't know the exact number. I feel like he is maybe one or two behind, I thought, or maybe a few games ago he was. So, yeah, he might have that. I know they're neck and neck in the golden boot for this World Cup. With the most,
I love a golden boot.
The most goals by an individual. I think they both have 8.
No, I'm seeing it right here. So Messi's at 21 and Mbappe's at 20. Now would be a good time for you to overtake Messi, tie this game up. Well, why don't you just get the old brace? Score 3, get to 23 right now, and then move France on into the championship, into the final.
Timmy, can we talk about some chicken?
Some hot chicken?
So I saw that KFC, this actually started yesterday, has brought back popcorn shrimp for a limited time. My question
is, popcorn chicken, yes.
I'm sorry, popcorn chicken.
What's better though, popcorn chicken or popcorn shrimp?
Depends on the mood.
If you had hot, fresh, right there, sitting on the table, right now, would you take the chicken or the shrimp? I think I'd take the shrimp.
I had popcorn shrimp today.
You did?
Where'd you have it from?
For lunch, it was just got it at the Meijer.
Vannenkamp's or Gordon's Fisherman.
I think it was Gordon's Fisherman.
Oh, okay.
You can trust the Gordon's Fisherman.
I think.
Trust the Gordon's Fisherman.
But popcorn chicken. I was unaware they didn't have that as a full-time menu item at KFC.
I'm with you. When I saw this news, I'm saying, how the hell is that not permanently
They've had it sort of off and on over the years, but now it's on again. They say while supplies last. But I was thinking about something, Timmy.
What you thinking about?
I think we've done enough with the chicken tenders and the chicken fingers and stuff like that. I don't want to take them away.
Hey, it's one of like the most popular, hottest selling food items that we have. So
I understand,
what do you want?
That. But, you know, 20 years ago, if you said to someone, I'm going to open up a fast food restaurant, it's going to be all chicken tenders, they'd say you're crazy. As a matter of fact, who's the guy who started Raising Cane's? What's that guy's name?
Jonathan Raising.
No, that's not it at all. But the story is that
Michael Caine was in...
But I said, I want to start a restaurant, and I just want to have good, fresh chicken fingers.
Business class. He presented this idea for a chicken fingers restaurant. His professor said, this is the worst idea in the world.
He did. He said, this really sucks.
How about an
F for you?
Right, but he was undaunted. He went out. He started it. He made it a success, and now look at him today. Right?
Caine's the dog. The dog? Yeah, he named it after the dog, I want to say.
Raising Caine.
It's either Raising or Raising Caine. They both might be the dog's name. That's what he named it after.
But I think.
You think.
I contend that we should be.
You contend.
Looking at a new chicken product. I think we need to do something exclusively with cutlets.
I can't remember the last time I had good chicken cutlets.
And it's different than just a fried chicken or even a chicken breast patty that's been fried, because with a cutlet, you're tenderizing that meat. You're getting it nice and flat.
You smash the ever-living you-know-what out of that cutlet.
We can have different meats. We can call the restaurant Schnitzies, right? As a play on schnitzel.
Yep.
You can have a pork cutlet.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a beef, like a country fried steak. You just beat the crap out of that thing and you fry it. It's all thin. And you can have your choice between getting it on a sandwich, or you just have like your pack of cutlets. And you can just eat it like you would chicken fingers. You have your dips, maybe a white gravy for the country fried steak.
Yeah, or... So there's one place that came to mind as you're talking about cutlets. The Schmidt House has a nice...
They have a schnitzel.
They got the schnitzel. I think that's like super thin, and they put like
restaurant.
A German beer cheese
I'm
on it.
I'm talking about
quicker.
Fast
yeah.
food.
Yeah.
Go through the window, and you get yourself like a little paper bag, but instead of fries in the paper bag, it's a nice, flat, deep-fried cutlet of your choice, or maybe a variety pack. You can get a chicken, you can get a pork, you can get a beef.
I think this is...
With your choice of sauces.
One of the best... like don't have it every so often type of sandwiches aside from like a good chicken cutlet is that super thin tenderized country fried steak or country fried pork.
That's a cutlet.
So I want all three of those. Like we have our different proteins at Chipotle, but they're all like in a similar style. We're going to put them in the same application. They'll go in the bowl or the tacos. Here
Speaking
we just have the different types of super thin, tasty sandwiches.
Chipotle. Speaking of them, I got some Chipotle news for you and rapid fire coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving a bit slow on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt, going from Main Street to I-70. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Timmy.
Michael.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. You like the Chipotle?
You know I like the Chipotle. You know I like to order based on mood. There's no set order. It's that honey chicken when they bring it back. That's really good. Sometimes the carne asada when that's there. Sometimes the steak looks fresh and I feel like the regular steak. Sometimes it's the barbacoa or the carnitas. I like to do it all. Sometimes fajita, sometimes no fajita.
Man, I'm really sorry I asked the question. My God.
You should be.
Could that be a longer answer, Rimmer?
I'm sorry.
Just say yes, I like Chipotle.
I'm sorry, are we not talking? Are we not doing a show here?
No, apparently we're not talking. You're talking.
Okay, why don't you just talk the rest of the segment, and then I'll just say,
like being
married. That's a lot of talking.
It's like being married.
Yeah, it is.
Chipotle is a Mexican grill. That's how they market themselves. Yeah. However, they don't have any locations in Mexico until now. They're opening their first location in Mexico City. And there is some speculation as to will the Mexicans take to Chipotle? Because it's an American institution.
What do you think?
You are just a dickweed.
Boy, what an interesting story. I'd rather talk about... what we order at Chipotle.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
Teddy's not here today, so Reimer is going to dazzle us. Rapid Fire number one.
Well, the Open Championship is this week. An American has won the British Open the last 3 years. Do you guys think that trend will continue this week? If so, who will it be?
Well, it's not going to be Bryson.
Of course not. No.
Bryson's using his 3D irons, 3D printed irons.
He's got more 3D printed crap. Just worry about golf, buddy.
Bryson
He's not good. In any major this year.
He hasn't made the cut in any major this year.
We're calling this the Bryson Slam. There's actually a name for this now on social media, so it's not going to be Bryson. I'll do the simple thing, Reimer, and I'll say, yeah, the trend stays American. Wyndham Clark has still been a really hot player this year. I got Scottie Scheffler in the mix right there. I'm not on the Jordan Spieth bandwagon because this is where he won last time. People are trying to make that. Oh, could he find some magic here at Royal Birkdale? He can't win a tournament right now. So, no, I'm not going to put him to win a major, but I'll say an American gets it done.
I'll say American gets it done as well. And, Timmy, I was reading that they've had very warm temperatures there. It's not going to rain all week. And apparently the course is playing extremely fast.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm reading guys on social media that are putting their 2-iron out there 320 yards, depending on what hole it is. If you get a little downwind, the roll is just incredible. If you can have your accuracy dialed in, forget about if it's windy. That ball will roll forever. There's going to be a lot of scoring. There's going to be a lot of short wedges into greens here.
Rapid fire number two.
You guys just mentioned Bryson DeChambeau and how he has missed every cut at every major this season. Will he make the cut this week at Royal Birkdale?
No, and I don't feel sorry for him either, because he is shifting his attention to other things. Let's not try to be everything to everyone here. Do you want to be a championship golfer? Well, then stop sidling up with your live boys. You should have broken away from that 2 years ago when you saw how it was going to fail. Play against great competition. Sharpen the knife. You're more interested in doing videos on YouTube if that's what you want to do. Look, I would think that's a great career for someone that can't chase major championships. I would think if it was me, I'd want to win like 10 majors. Try to put myself down there as an all-time great to ever pick up the sticks. And then maybe when I get older, have some fun, do some social media, do whatever makes me happy. But you're doing this now, so you're not going to be winning major championships.
No, but Bryson's like your buddy at the bar that goes to pick up the girl. She rejects him, and then he comes back and says, I didn't want to go out with her anyway. Because when he inevitably fails, yes, he'll say, well, I'm more of a YouTube guy anyway. You know, that's what I'm really just focusing
trying to grow,
on.
Just trying to grow the game.
That's all.
Just trying to help
you know,
the world.
Anything
just
else that happy. I can do, it's just icing on the cake. I don't really care. Well, you're here. You clearly care.
Yeah.
Right? Or don't show up. Be
are
Phil.
Have you put everything into this up to this point to be ready, to be prepared?
No, because he says he doesn't do any research.
You've won majors before. Now you show up, you can't even make a cut. So something's wrong. You're not preparing the right way.
Rapid fire number three.
The home run derby was last night. Do you agree with the swing of format over outs or clock-based?
Jimmy Crackhorn.
Yeah,
I don't care.
They say that this was a lot better. There was more fluidity. I watched whoever went first just to see what it looked like on Netflix. Tried to, you know, see if it did anything for me on the particular night. And I decided I wanted to watch something else after watching, you know, 10 homers or so. I forget who went first, but he showed an incredible display of power. And it got me for 5 minutes or so, but it wasn't going to keep my attention span for the rest of the evening. I preferred the outs. I feel like when I was a kid and when I was most in the home run derby, that's what I associated with. You start with 10 outs, and you don't lose the out if you keep hitting home runs. And when you wear down, they tick off. And then that seemed to flow, seemed to work, but whatever now.
Rapid fire number four.
So we had this question on the Buckeye Show last night. Beamer and his wife Meredith were talking about it, so I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it. If you had to relegate...
Meredith was on the show?
No, he said they talked about it before the show, and then okay, he brought it to Austin and I.
I didn't know if more wives were coming on to the radio shows here now.
No, we...
They should.
Why not?
Makes the show better.
Yeah. More interesting.
If you had to relegate three Big Ten programs, who would they be?
I'm not going to do this based on performance. I'm going to do this based purely out of spite and who I don't like.
Well,
so
Maryland's gone. Because we don't like Mike Loxley at all.
No, I have. They can stay.
Oh, okay.
I just said I'm not doing this based on performance.
Oh, you're just
this
getting Michigan
out of
here.
This is just out of spite. So, Michigan, Penn State, and Indiana. And Indiana more from a basketball perspective than a football perspective. Even though they were successful last year, my Indiana hatred comes from the candy striper basketball Bob Knight crap.
All right, so if I was going to do this more on like the performance-based and the complete opposite of what you're doing, because I'm thinking of the stature of the conference, even though I don't want, as a Buckeye fan, any of those programs to be successful in a given year, Maryland's got to go. Rutgers, shit. You and your stadium, you're gone. Who would the third be that we got to get out of here?
Well,
right
maybe
now?
Just one of the recent additions. Like, what the hell is UCLA doing for us? Nothing.
You know what? Get Nebraska out of here.
You know what? That's a good call.
I'm just I know their basketball just spiked a little bit, but your football has just been embarrassing.
And they like
sitting
to think that their lives
get off the pot
will be better.
Yeah.
If they're in another conference anyway. We want to go back to the Big 12. Go
ahead.
Then
just go.
Go. Rapid fire number 5.
Earlier this week, a grown man was launched by a wild bison. Have you or do you know someone that has ever come close to an encounter with a dangerous animal before?
I get attacked by animals all the time. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't perceive many of these to be extremely dangerous or that I would know of.
Stung by a stingray.
Stung by a stingray.
That killed Steve Irwin.
I got bit by a dog.
The very stingray.
The very same. Was that Frank, the stingray, that got Steve Irwin?
Yeah, it was Frank.
Man, he's just on a rampage, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's just out to get people.
Killing douches.
Yeah. And then I got bit by the dog in a sports card shop, as you do. You know, you're just there trying to purchase a football card, and some idiot brings his yapper dog in, and it bites you right on your leg.
Weren't you also bit by a dog, like, in the neighborhood, though?
I almost had my finger taken off by my next-door neighbor's dog. That was great.
And then you had the mosquito that just bit the shaft of your penis.
I had a vicious mosquito bite where my sacky and shaft connect. So that was great, too.
Hey, Reimer?
Yeah, Mike?
You ever run in with an animal? Dangerous animal?
I think probably the closest has been like a jellyfish.
It like sting you?
It didn't sting me, but like me and my cousins, it grazed us, went to my dad, then came back and stung my sister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you have to urinate on her?
No.
Because that's what they say, is that you get stung by the jellyfish,
yes,
and then the ammonia in your wee.
That's what you're supposed
helps
to do.
To numb the pain.
That's
Reimer,
right.
You ever play golf in a pile of human feces?
No, I haven't.
No?
I believe he did.
Yes, yes, you have, my friend.
I believe he did.
The Big Ten is raking in the cash, but don't tell the athletics departments of one particular school. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 from 161 to 71 on the north outer belt. You're also looking at a 5-minute holdup on eastbound 33 between 270 and Gender Road. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Introducing something bold at Fusion. Steak is back, including the new Smoke Show Roll, inspired by the backyard barbecue. This is sushi reimagined. Check them out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
And ice.
Ben Stiller just landed, and this is what I told him last night.
Wait, whoa. And I told him last night.
Yeah.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
Oh, I talked about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do? They do garage floors. Maybe you say, oh, I already did my garage floor. It sucks. No, that's because you got the wrong company to do it. Or you did it yourself and you suck. That's why it's cracking. That's why there's pits. That's why there's tire marks. All that crap. With Comer and Cross, this is the premier garage floor application. They make their own chemicals. All right?
That's impressive.
I don't endorse crap, except for Timmy. That's the only time I've ever endorsed crap.
Right.
But when it comes to garage floors, everything else I sell here on the radio station, I do a lot of research. I want to make sure I'm selling the best of the best. And that's what Comer and Cross is. As a matter of fact, they guarantee that your garage floor is never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. They come in, they fix all the imperfections in the floor. That's process number one. Then they apply the Comer and Cross finish that you select. They're all certified uniform pros, no subcontractors at Comer and Cross ever. They will even take the stuff out of the garage for you. And if you're saying, that sounds like a long process. No, that's a day. That's one day they're going to do all that stuff. Then a couple days later, when everything's dry, everything's nice, then you can put the stuff back in the garage. Of course, you can't put it back instantly. What are you, an animal?
You can't put it back when the floor is all wet.
Right, you gotta let the stuff cure in there.
What is this, like Hollywood Stars?
No.
No, you don't want your imprints in there.
For your quick and easy Comer and Cross garage floor quote, I want you to give them a call. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. Or go to comercross.com. comercross.com.
I see, I just refreshed my timeline, and Jack Nicklaus had a post.
Oh, yeah, how you doing?
You think, Jack?
I love a good Comer and Cross.
Jack, are you actually posting on social media, or is this your grandson,
no,
GT, the caddy that had that ace?
Post.
You post, Jack?
I post all the time, yeah, I'm a big poster.
No, you're not a big poster because this is the
account. I post there.
This is the first time that you've actually there's any activity on your account from you retweeted something on April 4th, 2025.
That's what you think.
It was a post from the PGA of America. It said Alex Ovechkin tying Wayne Gretzky's all-time goals record has us thinking, will anyone ever break Jack's major titles record? I see, Jack. You like having that major championship
record. I do like
record.
It. That's exactly right.
That's why you hit the little retweet on that, because you're thinking about it too. Oh, I feel good being a lot better than Tiger Woods.
I've got a burner account that I post all my stuff at.
What is it?
At Stop the Steal 86.
Of course. I should have
known. Because I'm 86.
Mm-hmm. You're 86 years old.
I share a birthday with the common man.
It's pretty cool, right?
And Hakeem Olajuwon.
Two famous guys. Wow, what a trio, right?
Absolutely.
Two great sportsmen and then the common man. Now, are you happy that it looks like Tiger has absolutely no chance to sniff your major championship record? He's just going to be stuck there.
I wouldn't say that I'm happy. I mean, clearly the man's got a lot of personal problems, but I have been supplying him with prescription drugs to keep him hooked.
So, you mean you, when the car just kind of, like, goes... You may have had something to do with it. Have you ever
indirectly?
Have you ever, like, you know, cut his brake lines or anything
that
like
would
that?
Be cheating. No, no, I supply the illegal narcotics.
You just said you just tweeted today. There was a post that said the final stroke of Jack Nicklaus's incredible career. You're making a birdie at the 18th hole at St. Andrews. It's the last hole you ever played at the Open Championship, and you said, "I knew that hole would get in the way of that putt." Hope everyone enjoys the Open this week and that all the players make some lasting memories. I know I did every year, including my last at the Home of Golf. That's very nice, Jack.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's like a nice Magic Johnson type of tweet. Congratulations to that champion of that game. He played very, very well. I'd like to congratulate the champion of the Home Run Derby for a great display of power.
Yeah, that was
Jordan Walker
from the Cardinals. Yeah.
Right. Congratulations, Jordan Walker.
Oh, you ever spent some time in St. Louis?
You ever seen Jordan Walker naked, Jack?
Why would I? No.
In the clubhouse?
The young man in his 20s? Why would I see him naked?
I don't know. That's something maybe you had.
Reimer?
Yeah, Jack?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
No, I haven't.
We're going to put a stop to that. Take a look at this.
You ever see Gary Player naked?
He's hung like a water buffalo.
Yes, I am, Jack. Yes, I am. Hello, it's me, Gary Player. Bye-bye.
The University of Washington's Board of Regents have projected the athletics operating budget for fiscal year 2027 will have a $16 million negative cash flow.
That's not good.
It's not good. But it was projected previously to have a $19 million negative cash flow. So
where'd that $3 million come from?
The Big Ten check was bigger than they thought.
You just got to hold out hope that all that Big Ten money is going to come in and it's going to save you. Because they're still in the early goings.
They are, and they are going to get an interest-free $10 million loan from the Big Ten. That's what I say all the time when people are like, oh, you know, these rich people and Bob Castellini don't have any money. And I'm not talking about a person as opposed to an institution of higher learning like this. But this is how really rich people borrow money. They don't go to the bank like you and me.
No, yeah.
All right, they don't go there. And like, well, this is pretty steep interest rate, but I really need this home improvement project done,
right.
So I'm going to go ahead and do it. Rich people and rich entities lend each other money at little to no interest. And they're doing business together. Obviously, it's in the Big Ten's best interest to loan Washington the money at the lowest rate possible because they're in business together.
Right. I mean, Washington's success is going to help the Big Ten's success. If they can make runs in championship season, then you're going to get bonuses for the conference. And that's going to be more money for you. And then if they pick up the stature of your conference, then that's going to be better for everybody. And then that's going to mean bigger TV deals. If Washington becomes a mainstay and becomes, you know, a regular guy on the block as a college football powerhouse, if they are a consistent top 25, top 20 team, that's going to look good the next time the Big Ten's contract is up. And you're always going to be fighting against, you would presume, the SEC. Maybe that's the only other person that you're fighting with for big time conferences. We'll see how this goes in the next 5 to 10 years. It probably will do something like that. But yeah, you don't really have to worry about money once you've made a certain amount. I mean, rich people don't really have to pay for a lot of stuff either, Mike. Forget about like getting interest-free loans. You hardly have to pay for anything. People are paying you to wear clothes. People are, you know, wanting to sign you to endorsement deals because you're on TV all the time. So it's pretty good. Life at the top is pretty good.
It says UW will spend $21.3 million on revenue sharing with athletes in fiscal year 2027. It also expects to spend $70 million on what they call supplies, materials, purchase services, and utilities. Mm. I like how that's just the incidentals.
Exactly.
$70 million on that.
Just 70.
Yeah.
$70 million before we're even really paying for real stuff. Like, can you imagine? Well, go back to the, we mentioned, if you missed this earlier in the show, J-Lo and Ben Affleck sold the house that they bought together. It wasn't, you know, marriage didn't work out, so they didn't want it, tried to move the property. And it was listed for almost $70 million, wound up selling it for $50 million. But the square footage of that sucker is 32,000 square feet. There's even another spot. It said it has a little like brick area that's fit for 90 cars, like a 90 car parking area.
Nice.
And then a 5,000 square foot like sports complex, which is fit for basketball, pickleball.
That's in addition to the 38,000 square feet.
5,000 square feet in this sports pavilion. Oh, think about what it costs to operate the property in just a month, like just paying the utility bills. How many actual HVAC units do you think? Like typical home, we might be able to make do with one. And then you get into bigger homes, maybe there's two. What do you think? There's like 15 HVAC units that are whirling outside in some area?
Southern California.
Yeah.
You got to have it.
I mean, Southern California, you would hope that you don't need it all the time, but you still have
a lot of here.
You still have to have it
all the time.
If you're in a mansion like that, you have central air.
What? You got central heating.
And I'm all right.
Plus, you need to pay for your own personal firefighters.
Yeah.
When the flames come for your house.
You absolutely are going to have some kind of premium plan to protect you from that.
A top prospect is going to be paying Jake Diebler a visit. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 270's off-ramp to 71 on the north outer belt. And there's a couple-minute holdup on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Cemetery Road to I-70. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through July 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel. Spain advances to the World Cup Finals with a semifinal victory today over France 2-0 in Arlington, Texas. Spain will move on to meet the winner of tomorrow's semi, with England meeting Argentina in Atlanta. Baseball's All-Star game tonight in Philadelphia. The American League will have Dylan Cease of Toronto as their starting pitcher, while the Phillies' Christopher Sanchez will be the National League starting pitcher. There'll be a change in the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament for the coming season. Conference affiliation that was announced today will no longer be considered when bracketing the top 16 teams as the field expands to 76. Previously, teams in the same league couldn't meet until the Final Four, which, of course, this year's in Columbus. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty. Get a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
All right, we got some basketball to hit on in just a minute, but I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. What's that dreaded two-letter acronym? We're always talking about it.
ED?
ED, Ed. Ha ha.
Mess you up.
It is bad. You don't want it. But if you have erectile dysfunction, and it's affecting probably a lot more than just your sex life, put a strain on the relationship, can impact your confidence, leaves you feeling frustrated, anxious, even embarrassed. Why would you want to feel any of those things when our friends at Tri-State Men's Health are just sitting and waiting and ready to help? Go to tristatementshealth.com. They got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. Very easy for you to get to, Westerville and right there in Hilliard. They've got treatments tailored to you with success rates over 90%. Some can have you last an hour or more.
Dear God.
So stop thinking about the last time you failed to perform in the bedroom. Put that in the past. Get into action. See our friends. Say bye-bye to ED. Turn ED upside down, figuratively and literally. See him. Tri-State Men's Health.
Jake Diebler is going to be hosting a big-time recruit. Jason Gardner Jr., he's from Fishers, Indiana, class of 2027, 6'1", 185, so smaller size guard. But he's a four-star guy, 66th-ranked prospect overall in the class of 27, he has decided, he announced today that he's going to take official visits to Ohio State and to Auburn.
Now, when I think of just sort of those guys, like maybe they weren't superstar level players. They went on to the NBA and were, you know, household names, but certainly for college basketball fans. And certainly when you look at Arizona, I would bet that his number is retired there. Superstar basketball player, Jason Gardner for the Arizona Wildcats. You remember that name, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of just right in that era, maybe Reimer right after the late 90s era Lute Olson squads where you had Mike Bibby and Miles Simon.
Sounds right.
People remember those guys. Then in those early 2000s years, you had Damon Stoudemire come along as well. Then Jason Gardner was just a stud player, just an absolute bucket getter. Not the biggest guy ever on the floor, but that 6'6", tough, hard-nosed guard. You know, I think of our guy John Mobley. You know, we're talking about Jason Gardner's son, but as far as our roster right now, John Mobley, I think, reminds me a little bit of the way Jason Gardner used to play back at Arizona. So this visit excites me. I'm looking forward to this, to seeing if we can nab Jason Gardner Jr. So let's get the job done.
They have the date for the official visit listed October 3rd. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, Buckeye football must have a big game on October 3rd because they like to do that. They like to bring the basketball recruits in.
Of course.
On a big football weekend.
Are we on the road that weekend?
Bucks are on the road at Iowa that weekend, which tells me Jason Gardner Jr. is all business.
It does.
He doesn't give two craps. Because I'm sure the offer was put out to him. Would you like to come to a football game? And we can arrange it that weekend.
And he's saying, no, I know
October
what you guys
3rd
have.
Works for me. I know what you do for football. I don't care about that. I'm all business. I want to see basketball stuff.
I kind of like that.
I kind of like that, too.
Yeah. That kind of... That's something that's different. Yeah,
I'll meet usually, your money guy.
Sure.
I'm sure he's going to do that.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be going to the football games. I mean, maybe he will. Maybe it's something that you do to enjoy campus life. I can understand if you go. I can understand if you don't, because you are all about basketball. And trying to, you know, figure out your path to the NBA, and you're just on your game all the time. But that is a that is an interesting thing you noted there.
You told me earlier, and I don't know what this story is, that you have a bone to pick
with a
World Heritage Site.
It's
Stonehenge. What's the problem with Stonehenge?
Look, you've got there's not a problem with Stonehenge, all right? It's just merely an observation. We're always talking about Stonehenge when we talk about, you know, these megaliths or things from the very, very early days, things that were unearthed and people go and visit them. I feel like Stonehenge gets to be up here. Like, they get the media treatment. They're, you know, they're featured by the Griswolds in European Vacation. We knock down the stones at Stonehenge, right? That's what it is. It's just the blocks, the rocks. I get it. It's great. They've been there for, you know, centuries and centuries and centuries.
You have no idea how old they are, do you?
But no. When I was looking
centuries and centuries.
When I was looking at this Göbekli Tepe. You heard about the Göbekli Tepe in Turkey? You heard of it?
I can't say that I have.
You haven't heard of it?
No.
That's my point. You ever heard of this, Reimer?
Reimer hasn't heard of Turkey.
Yes, I know of Turkey.
You know about the not the lunch meat, yes, not the deli meat.
The United States played Turkey. Turkey A.
We're calling it Turkey A. They're very good. We're calling it Turkey A right now. I actually heard a good, clean golfer, Victor Hovland, was doing an interview and talking about how some of the sites that he wants to visit, and he was mentioning Turkey, and he was talking about some of these ancient ruins, and the ancient ruins in Turkey are known to be some of the earliest on planet Earth.
Everybody that I've heard discovered there, who's gone to Turkey, loves Turkey.
Loves Turkey.
I have some neighbors in my neighborhood. He's from Turkey, and so they go back to Turkey very often.
So the Göbekli Tepe, it's an archaeological site, and I know the reason for this is because this was not discovered until more recently. But to me, that makes it even more fascinating that it had been there the entire time, standing the test of time, and it wasn't uncovered by humans until very recently, like 1963 or so is the date it goes back to. And it wasn't until like the 90s where it was really cleaned up and then they built around it so people can visit it. And it's an upper Mesopotamia, so in modern day Turkey. They say that settlement was inhabited from around 9500 BCE. I don't even know what the E stands for in BCE. Before
Why did we
Christ.
Add the E to it?
Ow! I don't know. Like what? It's so
I know
early?
It has some sort of meaning, but what did we?
I don't know.
All right.
So this is older than Stonehenge, and no one's ever heard of it. And Stonehenge gets all the love, and we got the Göbekli Tepe just hanging out there in Turkey, and they got the Urfa Man. The Urfa Man was discovered in 1993 in the Balıkesir area of Sanlıurfa, Turkey, and he's considered the oldest known life-sized human sculpture in the world ever. I mean, it's fascinating, right? He's a
can you go visit him?
Yes, you can go and visit him.
What's his name? Urfa Man?
The Urfa Man. He goes back 11,000 years to 9,000 BCE. That's the pre-pottery Neolithic period. He's like 6'2". So he's actually
must have been a giant back then.
Yeah, giant back then. And why is everything like back then? They're no different 10,000 years before the birth of Christ than we are now, because everything is depicting an erect shaft. Everything's got one. That's all they were about. I'm doing some reading, and they'll say, as you'll see, this Urfa Man is holding his erect penis. I'm like, what are we, why?
Is it like Pompeii? Did he die in that position?
He looks happy as a clam.
Well, of course. I mean, wouldn't you be if you just died stroking yourself?
He's standing straight up. He's clearly like not in any like kind of nefarious position. Like he's okay. He's just standing
in
attention.
Why did they put his hand on there?
He's got the two hands and it's just, yeah.
You need two hands on there?
It's just straight up to the
gods. Must be nice to have two hands on it.
I mean, you've got the other thing that I was just pointed to not long ago. I didn't know about the Cerne Abbas. Is that how you say it? You know about the Cerne Abbas?
Timmy, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You don't? Oh, it's these the like the Chalk Hill depictions in England?
In England, yes, they're seen them. Like, I didn't know what it was called.
Like, think of like crop circles, people, and like designs that we would do like in the cornfields out here for fun.
Phallic shaped.
Oh my
items,
god!
Just
got like a 30-foot long dog.
Well, that's what I mean.
That
it's
you
like,
just
hey,
get up
Frank,
in a blimp, and it's just in your face.
What should
it's
we
crazy.
Do for the next year and a half? I don't know. How about we go on the side of that hill and we just carve a big C in balls? Why don't we do that? And that's going to stand for thousands of years. Sounds good, Phil.
This is the actual description of the Cern Abbas, which is carved into a Dorset hillside. That's the name of the village in England. It's the Cern Abbas Giant. That's what it's called. He's 180 feet, 55 meters. It depicts a nude, bald male holding a large club and is famous for its prominent erection.
It is
nice prominent. Thing to be famous for, right?
It's prominent.
Which has earned it the nickname the Rude Man.
Rude man.
There you go.
Because he's erect?
Yeah. The creation
man,
says it's debated. An Oxford and National Trust sediment study dated the original carving to the Saxon period between 700 and 1100 AD.
Reimer, you like a good Saxon period?
Oh, absolutely I do.
I know you do.
You think Steve Sachs dates back to that?
You got some news for you. That was a hell of a tease, wasn't it?
You've got some news, huh? What kind of news?
I don't know. I don't like this tease. Former Buckeye coach has a new job. How about that for a tease?
Okay.
You like that one better?
Okay. I guess we'll see.
We're going to go to the Saxon period.
Cern Abbas.
Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at about a 30-minute delay on eastbound 33 near 270 on the west outer belt due to an accident there. A little stop and go from Post Road. And we've got a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. This is your ferry captain speaking. You've departed to Put-in Bay. Visit museums, caves, and nature trails. Try golf, fishing, or flying a biplane. Finally, sit down for great food, beer, and wine. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man and Timmy are inviting select jabronis to the station for pizza. Hey, that could be you. Email goodcleanboy@gmail.com and tell us why you should be chosen.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now, the heat dome remains sitting right across central Ohio here through the end of the week. Tonight, clear skies down to 73. A heat advisory is in effect on Wednesday for central Ohio. It will feel like 100 degrees in the afternoon, dry and sunny. Dry sunny on Thursday with middle 90s, and then Friday, dry sunny early, 20% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, and low 90s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey, kids. If you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet? Huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, it's hot out. That means you're running that air conditioner. That's expensive air you're pumping in to try and cool your family. But if those windows are leaky, if they're bad, if they're old, then you're paying to cool the outside.
Why? Can't be paying for that.
How would you want to do? Cool the ladybugs like a lunatic? No! You want to get your windows replaced so that everything is running in tip-top shape and you can save money. Go see my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Why? Because you buy four windows, you get four free. The more windows you replace, the more you save. Plus, 48 months of 0% interest financing, same as cash. That is four full years with zero interest, making this one of the easiest times to invest in your home. They've got premium Unishield vinyl windows.
Ooh.
Keep the cool air inside where it belongs, even during the hottest days of the summer. Give them a call, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. I want to talk about desserts for a second. I've talked about this place before.
I love desserts.
But I had it again this weekend. I am very picky when it comes to bakeries. a lot of times my wife, daughter, they'll come home. We stopped at this bakery and we bought you some stuff. And I'll have a couple bites and it's not really worth my time or the calories. I am a stickler for a good baked good, but I feel like most of them are not very good. There is this place, though, that my wife and daughter went to. They brought home some treats. It's called Love Riley.
Love?
It's in Worthington. And I think she's opening up a location in Grandview, too, right around the block from us.
LoveRileyCakes.com. Yes.
And she sort of became a viral sensation. Younger gal started up this business. And I've been there a couple times now. We went again this past weekend. And I'm telling you, every single thing that I've had at this place has been completely delicious.
Okay.
Oh, cupcakes,
so
brownies,
you go to
cookies.
The website and the wedding cakes are on full display. Like, that's what kind of hits you in the face when you go to the website, right?
Yeah, they don't have that stuff just when you walk in. You have to custom order your cake.
Yeah.
But you can. She'll make you a custom cake, but they have cupcakes at the ready and cookies and delicacies in there. It is just delicious. And I'm a very tough critic when it comes to baked goods.
Where are you at with a macaron? You like them?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Is it just sort of like
most are not made properly.
Yeah. And when made properly, I think the texture and the fluffiness with the, you know, the outer edge.
Yeah, but
of them,
you know what?
Nine times out of ten,
the flavor's off or the thing's been sitting out for a while and it's stale and humidity's gotten to it. It doesn't have that nice crunch to it.
So they don't do cookies at this spot.
They do.
I see
frosted
cupcakes,
sugar cookies,
brownies, macarons, and all right, some last minute cakes, other sweets.
It changes on a whim. Whatever
sure.
she wants to bake, whatever she's got going on that day.
I like that. I like that where the menu can be ever flowing and constantly changing.
I had a red velvet cupcake this last time.
Oh man.
And you know me and the cream cheese frosting. You can put that on a shoe I'll eat it. But man, was it delicious.
I didn't thank you, at least on the air. We didn't discuss it. You brought in just this kind of guy Mike is. He just brought me and Teddy a Buntini last week.
From Nothing Bundt Cakes,
which, story goes, you thought that was just going to be a terrible idea.
I thought that was going to be a total disaster when I first saw it. Who's going to go there? What a stupid name.
And then, decade and a half later, it's amazing. It's an
unbelievable it was amazing day
thing.
One, the first day I went in there.
Right.
I was like, man, I was wrong about this place. These cakes are delicious.
But will this concept really like get entrenched into our culture? Will it last? Will it have staying power? Yeah. Turns out we want good Bundt cakes. And the fact that they can miniaturize those, make them into like your own basically cupcake sized one. You mentioned the red velvet. That's always been one of my favorite flavors at Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Oh, but if you're going to Nothing Bundt
Cakes,
I think you do the lemon. If
lemon's
you're only
good
doing
too.
One,
yeah.
You do the lemon.
What's their flavors right
my
now?
My guy Joshua Perry changed. Had himself a lemon.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, lemon's a great flavor.
I think there's a lot of gimmicks out there, and I think sometimes we just want to fall for the hype. You know, I know sometimes like someone will say to me, oh my God, you have to go. It's so good. And then it'll be their new obsession until the next thing opens up. And then they forget about the first thing because it's not new anymore. But there are certain things out there that I think pay off on the hype and quality. Love Riley is one of them. We've talked about the Cheesecake Girl before.
Uh-huh.
Where I was having cheesecake actually on Sunday night at my parents' house. They had a Costco cheesecake.
And you're thinking, man, I wish this was Cheesecake Girl.
Right. The entire time I'm eating it, I'm like, well, I know what the alternative tastes like from Cheesecake Girl, and this ain't it.
And
I wish I had that.
And the money spent, the extra money spent on the more premium product is worth it.
For something like that?
Is worth it when it comes to something
like
that.
If you have cheesecake a couple times a year, Why wouldn't you have the best version of cheesecake that is readily available?
If you're just a cheesecake sleut and you have to have it all the time, I can understand where you get a Costco or a Sam's Club cheesecake every now and
then. Even that.
If it scratches the
cheesecake
itch.
Cheesecake is the perfect thing to, you get like a big ass cheesecake from the Cheesecake Girl, and then you cut it up into slices yourself. You wrap it up in a little bit of like saran. You throw it in the freezer. It freezes wonderfully. And then you thaw it out anytime you want a piece. You don't have to eat the entire cheesecake.
The Christmas special that the Cheesecake Girl does is one of the best dessert items I have ever had.
Where she puts the Little Debbie Christmas trees inside the cheesecake.
Whether we're talking straight up cake, Bundt cakes, cookies, ice creams.
That ranks right up there with all the
I'm
treats.
Saying one of the best dessert items I have ever had. Like the whatever she is doing to put the Little Debbie treats into the cheesecake and capture the essence of that treat, but still have it be a cheesecake with the crust being so good. It is unbelievable. Now, you will pay for it, pal, but it's worth it. Trust me. That's worth it.
Are we eating cheesecake or are we eating cheesecake?
It's a special thing. It's Christmas time. Spend some money on a nice cake. Enjoy yourself.
It's a nice local
business.
Have
some eggnog.
And by the way, I saw that the Cheesecake Girl, who I follow on Instagram, just got engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
So congratulations to the Cheesecake Girl for finding her cheesecake boy.
Her cheesecake
And I bet you they boy. Call each other that in the sack.
You think he's a nacho boy?
No, he's a cheesecake boy.
That's me.
Rhymer's our nacho boy. Nacho, nacho boy.
He's gonna be a nacho boy.
Does your wife make you nachos?
No, I make them.
You make them for her as well?
He's the nacho boy.
Yeah, I'll make some for her too.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Why would you not make
What's
them
your
for
wife's
her?
Favorite food?
She does love a good mac and cheese, but I don't like mac and cheese, so
Wait, hold on. What?
I don't like mac and cheese.
You don't like
and
any kind of mac and cheese?
It is National Mac and Cheese Day. How about that?
It is? Today is?
Yeah, I looked at it today.
Oh,
and you're
no.
besmirching the good name of mac and cheese?
Yes, I am.
Well, if anybody would like my recipe here on National Mac and Cheese Day, just email goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Send a lot of those recipes out. There's a couple different cheese blends in there, and we have a nice little store brand crouton finish that crisps up really nice in the oven at the end.
That you do that, but I've had it and it works. It's very good.
Yeah, it's good. We use a cavatappi noodle.
I love a good cavatappi. It's just good texture on that.
It's good texture, and I don't know why we all got stuck on the elbow macaroni, because the cavatappi is a much better vessel because there's more surface area with the pasta noodle for the cheese to get into. Inside, on the surface, it's great.
All right, we got to talking about dessert, but a former Buckeye coach has a new job. Tom Herman is joining Florida State staff. He was most recently the FAU Owls coach, where he really, really sucked.
Boy, that was quite a fall down the rabbit hole.
So he went
from
the
head coach
here, he was
of Texas.
The offensive coordinator when the Buckeyes won the national championship under Urban.
And went to Houston.
To Houston, and then he went to Texas after that?
Yeah.
Head coach.
Head coach at
Texas. And
that
was a failure.
I think they were looking for love after Charlie Strong ruined them, right? Is that timeline right? Charlie Strong out at Texas.
Was it Mack Brown, then Charlie Strong?
Mack Brown, Strong, and then he really didn't work out. And then it was like, oh, Tom Herman, hot up-and-coming offensive mind out of Ohio State in 2 years maybe at Houston.
Well, he won games at Houston.
Here.
He was all right at Houston.
I think he did all right in his 2 years at Houston. He wouldn't have gotten the Texas job if he didn't do all right there.
All right, let's do some
Timmy time.
The Jurassic Park edition coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to a crash that's on northbound US 23 at Williams Road. And you're looking at slower traffic if you're on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt from 670 to Morse Road. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Good Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Timmy time coming up here in just a minute. But first, Reimer, you like TV? You like watching TV?
Yeah, absolutely.
You like a good show?
Yeah.
Well, I got a new show starting tomorrow on Fox, only on Fox at 9 o'clock. It's called Nation's Dumbest. Reimer, you're not dumb, are you?
I don't think I am.
That's what all dumb people say.
Well, I guess you won't know until you watch this show. This is the show where it's the only competition that you don't want to win. So our guy, comedian Jack Whitehall, he's the host. And this show, it's going to feature a mix of brain-teasing tasks, fast-paced physical challenges, and long-buried classroom knowledge. Each week, the smartest celebrity graduates, narrowing the field until a high-stakes final exam will determine who will be left standing with the distinction that nobody wants, the title of the nation's dumbest. You're going to have guys like Anthony Michael Hall, Carmen Electra. Ooh, Carmen Electra. How about rapper and actor Ice-T? How about former NFL quarterback and college football analyst Matt Leinart? I'd like to see Matt Leinart lose or win this show. So check this one out, folks. You don't want to miss it. Nation's Dumbest starts tomorrow, premieres tomorrow at 9 o'clock, right after Master Chef.
We're talking about pastries and cakes in the last segment.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is that I've always been more of a savory guy. Salty snack, savory guy. But ever since I started taking the GLP-1s, when I crave something now...
You're craving sweet tooth?
I crave sweet.
Yeah.
I'm on to the sweets more. If I'm going to cheat, I'm going to cheat with a sweet as opposed to a bag of chips like I used to do. And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention one of my all-time favorite Columbus desserts, and I saw that someone in the YouTube chat pointed this out. The Golden Delight.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that. I was just thinking about that cake.
Oh my God, it is so light and fluffy and everything.
It's even more succulent than I had hoped.
Wonderful.
It's not even that expensive of a cake. That might be the best value pound for pound cake you can get in the city.
Golden Delight Bakery on Bethel.
That's right.
It's a Japanese bakery.
Yeah.
It's delicious. All right, Timmy time.
Let's do it.
Come on.
So I would like to pay homage to one of my favorite movies of all time and in part pay our respects to a legendary New Zealand actor, Sam Neill. He passed away this week. And let's jump in. Let's jump right into all things Jurassic Park. I think this is just one of the most culturally and also technologically important movies of that era. What year do you think it came out? Give it a guess. Give
93.
A guess. Yeah, very good. Right on the money. 1993. I remember this movie specifically because we didn't every year go see a movie when we were on like our family beach week. Like we would have like a rainy day or something, but the boardwalk there in Wildwood, New Jersey had one movie theater, and every now and then, if it were just a colossal summertime blockbuster that had just come out that we were waiting for months, we might go see it. We did that for Jurassic Park in 1993. And so I'm 9 years old watching that. And I never remembered a good movie theater experience like that, where I was equally terrified, but also having a lot of fun. Just watching that movie and appreciating the graphics and everything that Steven Spielberg was doing and putting out there. So Sam plays the central figure, as we know, in Jurassic Park. He's Dr. Alan Grant, a paleontologist who has sort of a quiet but cool disposition about him when we're first introduced as an audience. His work is his life. You can tell that from the get-go. He's in a relationship with Laura Dern's character, Dr. Elliot Sadler. And we're immediately shown Dr. Grant has a great disdain for what? What does he not like? Dr. Grant doesn't care for doing this ever with his partner, Dr. Sadler.
What does he not like?
He no likey the kids.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't like kids.
He doesn't like kids. Very early in the movie, one of my favorite clips, it's on display how much he doesn't like kids with the raptor scene where he's showing him the claw.
The point is, you are alive when they start to eat you. So, you know, try to show a little respect.
That kid was really fat
and
annoying.
The kid was annoying. They're having issues with the TV. And he's like, that doesn't look very scary to me. But yeah, he's very annoying.
Know-it-all brat.
And the way he just puts him in his place is just very, very funny right there. So Dr. Grant, he spends a lot of the time in this movie running around the chaotic dinosaur-ridden park with Dr. Hammond. He's the guy that creates Jurassic Park and has the island there. His grandkids are there. You know, you got the Ford Explorers that are around taking the trip and all that. That's, you remember their names? The two kids?
Timmy.
Yep.
And,
Tim. And, starts with an L.
Lauren?
Lexi.
Tim, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Lexi. So they approach an electric fence that they need to pass through. You remember this part in the movie? It appears that the power is off. And this is kind of a part of how Dr. Grant, like his appreciation for children, they grow on him. He's never really been around them. He's always been about his work. But when he's forced to spend some time with them, because Dr. Sadler really wants kids, that's a thing. And then he starts to get an affinity for them. And he throws just an all-time great opportunity for a dad joke with this electric fence part.
I guess it means the power's off.
So he fakes out like he's getting just ripped apart by the electric fence.
He turns and smiles. Just a nice little dry smile.
One of the kids thinks the joke is great. One of them doesn't. You remember which ones?
The girl doesn't like the joke.
The girl don't like it at all.
That's not funny. That was great.
So it brings me to a sidebar where I've come back to this time and time again. Why does there have to be so many weak characters in books, in TV, in movies that are named Tim or Timmy? I think this started with Charles Dickens. We had Tiny Tim, and then it was just off to the races from there. I mean, we have the whole open that you play. What is it? It's just a little sheep. It's just a cute little sheep. It's a kid's show.
Timmy, I just think this is art imitating life. I think there's a lot of losers named Tim and Timmy out there. And, you know, that just sort of seeped into
the lexicon,
modern pop culture over the years. And here we are.
I mean,
I'm looking at a big douchebag right now named Timmy. So,
and I apparently am one of them.
Tim! No, Tim!
All right. True or false, Jurassic Park is one of the top five grossing movie franchises of all time. Think about how many movies do you think they've done for Jurassic Park
they've
so
done,
far?
They continue to pump them out. I mean, there
they
was
pumped
one
them out
that,
last year with
I just
Scarlett Johansson.
Saw with Scar Jo.
Yep.
Still looking just fantastic,
oh my God.
By the way.
Oh, my God. She's tops.
I'm going to say, yeah, that's true. Top five.
Close, but no cigar. They rank eighth as a franchise. This the facts from Business Insider. They have brought in approximately $6.89 billion over seven movies. The original, The Lost World, then they went back and just called it Jurassic Park 3, and Dr. Grant came back to 3.
He was in 3, which
Sam
I did
Neill
not
was
like.
Not in the second one. That one featured Jeff Goldblum, but 3 was William H. Macy, Tay Leone. They needed to go back to the island, and Dr. Grant went with them. Then they had the Jurassic World, said so that one, they had Fallen Kingdom, Dominion, and then Rebirth, which was the new one. Top five, though? Do you know of any of those franchises that are firmly in that top five?
Star Wars has got to be up there.
Star Wars would be second on the list.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter's got to be up there.
You're right. Harry Potter's number 3.
What else? And thinking about longevity, like Fast and Furious, is that up there?
Close. That's a good guess. That's a good guess. They're sixth. They're right outside the top five. Want some help?
Yes.
Think Teddy. Think one of Teddy's favorite characters of all time.
Mission Impossible?
Good guess, but James Bond. More movies.
James Bond.
Yeah, with Daniel Craig and more movies, 22 films. And Spider-Man actually got in there at number 4.
Okay.
Spider-Man got in there with the Tobey films. I guess they separated that. No, not Batman. I would have thought. Number 1, it's kind of a cheater thing. The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
No, that doesn't count.
At over $32 billion because they boast 37 films. And they don't even count the Spider-Mans, I guess. I didn't know if they were double dipping. Also this, the technology part. So it wasn't the first film to ever use it, but definitely for where we were in 93, Spielberg and company, they get credit for revolutionizing this form of special effects in movies. We boil it down to the 3-letter acronym. We use it all the time in movies. Computer generated imagery.
CGI.
And they blended the CGI with the animatronics. That's what's special about Jurassic Park, is it kind of helps you. And if you watch it today, I say maybe the scene where they first see the brontosauruses, you can kind of tell that that's CGI. But when you really get into the meat of the movie and you have that terrifying animatronic T-Rex, that really pops. And then you can't really tell from there on in when they switch back and forth. So the one thing coming up next I'll have for you is a fun little audio game. It'll be called Did Jeff Goldblum Say It? Because Jeff Goldblum's a great character in this movie, as we all know.
All right, more Timmy time, and we'll do Back Page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should watch for an accident that's causing delay on eastbound 670 at 3rd Street. We got some crews on scene adding to the holdup. And there's a 5-minute delay on northbound 315 between 670 and Ackerman Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/visionzero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, July 30th, and all email submissions must be in by July 27th. Enter today. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man. Timmy, happy Tuesday.
You are not in a good mood today because I know you do not like the Spaniards, and they just beat the French on Bastille Day of all days in France.
Rough, very rough inconsiderate day of them.
I know. To do that. So now we have the Spanish moving into the finals, right? And we have
England and Argentina set to play.
When's that? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
You excited for that one?
I hope England win.
Yes, of course.
If Argentina win, I don't know if I'll watch the final.
Really?
No,
don't like
I'm not
the Argentines,
do it.
Huh?
No, you I don't just, like them. I
you
think,
hate all Spanish speakers, is what I hear.
I think FIFA has done Argentina a great justice, an injustice, this World Cup to other team that's been playing them. Spain is fine. I just don't like, I think I told you a couple of weeks ago.
You don't like the way they play.
I don't like the way they play. It's very boring to me.
And you hate anyone from Spain.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the way they play, and the whole country is dead to me. Yeah.
Well, this should be very interesting if Argentina wins and we see you sauntering around here, because we got to wait till, what, the weekend before this final
Sunday,
gets played?
Sunday, 5 o'clock.
So we'll see you Thursday, we'll see you Friday, and you'll be moping around for the Spain-Argentina match. Surely Argentina's going to win.
For tomorrow.
How is the queen going to watch?
Well, I got the wig back there. I think it may have to make an appearance tomorrow.
Well, you know, it's about time you use some of those props. You bought them, and it just sits there collecting dust.
Well, you know what, Timmy? I'm trying to actually give you some substance without props. I just don't want to rely on props. I'm not Carrot Top here. All right?
No, I want you to.
All right.
Not Dimitri Martin. Relying on the chalkboard,
who's
the whiteboard.
Dimitri Martin.
He's the one who does the, he does like a big pad of paper and a marker for his stand-up comedy.
That's his
You've never
bit?
Seen him?
I haven't seen him.
I don't
him.
Think
He's
I know
good.
That
He would like him. He's funny.
Why
funny
do people
guy.
Say that? I hate everybody.
Well, then you would hate him. Just like I hate the Spanish.
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, two full hours tonight. Austin Ward is hanging out with us. Berm is going to join us coming up here at 6:30. We will talk all things David Gabriel George. We are 1 week away from his commitment date. Television's Adam King is going to join us at 6:45. Then the 7 o'clock hour, we will ask Austin's question of the day, which is actually going to take us to the Buckeye basketball team tonight.
Very nice. Yeah. Buckeye Show top of the hour right here on The Fan. We have some more Jurassic Park-themed Timmy time.
Fan of the movie, Beam? We're doing a little ode to Sam Neill, and in turn, I was a huge fan of Jurassic Park when it came out.
Been years since I've seen any of them.
Yeah. The original, for me, it's actually one of the movies where I don't really care for a lot of the remakes, especially the more recent ones. I have not seen the one with Scarlett Johansson. That one I
Teddy
might take a look at.
Teddy just watched it. He said it was fine.
He said it was just fine. Yeah, I think they're just wondering where they
if
can take
the story. If he ever comes back into work,
line.
Then we can have that conversation.
We can discuss it. So we're getting into to some Jeff Goldblum parts, because a lot of the famous lines go to Jeff Goldblum. I would have bet money that if you ask me how many times did he use the line, must go faster, must go faster, I would have said 3 times. I would have probably
said
3.
I think it was just the one.
Just...
must go faster.
And then a nice little T-Rex screech, just the one. But if you remember, in Independence Day, he says it again when they're running away from the mother alien at the end. And he says it three straight times in that case as the spaceship just gets outside the closing doors.
I've got a Jeff Goldblum question for you. Yeah. Is he in the movie called Dante's Peak?
No, that was Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
But he's not in that?
I don't think
I remember
so.
I remember there being a guy saying, coffee, cappuccino. Is that not Jeff Goldblum?
You know what? It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
I don't think he's in that movie.
I think I remember him from my childhood saying that.
Okay, as Mike looks that up, I got one final audio game for you guys. So it's simple. You're going to hear a clip. You'll hear Jeff Goldblum saying lines, okay? But in some of these clips, he's reading someone else's lines from Jurassic Park. So he's trying to fool you. So tell me if Jeff Goldblum actually said it or if he didn't. Clip one.
You see, if there's one thing the history of evolution has taught us is that life will not be contained. Life breaks free. It expands to new territories and crashes through barriers painfully, maybe even dangerously. But, there it is.
Yeah, he said that.
Yes, that's correct.
It's a terrible impersonation,
too, by the way.
I just
got really thrown off by you saying his...
By the way, he is not... In Dante's Peak.
No, Dante's
Peak.
That
line now. It's just now. It's
you know what?
Me.
Put him in Dante's Peak. Who cares? Then someone else can win a nice bet off of you because you're sure that he's in it. Here's the second Goldblum clip. Take a listen.
You stood on the shoulders of geniuses to accomplish something as fast as you could, and before you even knew what you had, you patented, you packaged it, and you slapped it on a plastic lunchbox, and now you're selling it. You want to sell it?
Why do you sound like the guy from The Simpsons?
He said that, too.
He did. Yep, yeah, that's correct. All right, here's another one.
Dr. Hammond, after careful consideration, I've decided not to endorse your park.
He did not say that. Sam Neill said that.
That's right. At the end on the helicopter pad. Yep. All right, here's one more.
Let's see. God creates dinosaurs. God destroys dinosaurs. God creates man. Man destroys God. Man creates dinosaurs.
He said that.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
To a Laura Dern's character.
Your impersonation is going to keep me up at night.
Stop. Trying hard, okay? Here's one more.
Please. God damn it. I hate this hacker crap.
I hate this hack. He didn't say that.
No, that was
Newman.
Access main program. Access main security. Access main program grid.
You didn't say the magic word.
Please! God damn it! Hate this hacker crap!
Phone address, people.
Samuel L. Jackson! Samuel L. said that in the movie.
To me, the Samuel line, if you're going to go with a line, is hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts. And last one, before it's done, did he not say this?
How are you doing, little partner? Fine. And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoles, how you say it in Cherokee? Well... Pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS.
I don't know if that's Goldblum or Tom Brokaw. Walker told me I have AIDS.
I was ravaged by wolves.
Backpage. Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Beam, I know you mentioned some Buckeye basketball things for the show tonight. How about Bruce Thornton and his first two games? I'm trying to get a read on. They're actually in progress right now. Rockets are killing the Sixers, 90-64.
Better than Caleb Wilson's debut.
So look at this. Bruce is putting together another nice game. 18 points with 4 assists and a nice knock on Reimer's Tar Heel guy. Through the two games, he was averaging 22 points, and he also had 8 steals in his first couple of contests to show his capabilities on the other end of the floor, which is something that's going to carry him. He doesn't have the height, but I think he's got the strength
the toughness and the physicality to make up for that, and maybe the high-end speed.
All right, Buckeye Show's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow for a good, clean Wednesday. And we celebrate the ESPYs tomorrow in a very special way. In our way. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a five-minute delay due to a crash blocking two lanes on southbound 71 on the north side after 670. Expect it to go slow from 11th Avenue. And we've got a small delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from US 23 to 315. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.